If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You're listening to a 5-hour experimental presentation. For further information, you will need to keep listening to your radio.
Look, I here's the thing. I think the American people want somebody just to express themselves as plainly as I can. I admit it, I am not one of the great linguists. I'm not sure why that's the case, but nevertheless, my words tend to be pretty much to the point. And we're having I'm not sure the right way to say it. I really, really like being the president.
What the hell?
Good morning. Good morning. Fabulous. Outstanding. Wonderful. Terrific. Good morning. Yeah. Good morning.
You ever hear of Kevin and Bean?
Yeah.
You like them?
I think they're the bomb.
The American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this program.
And now, I love you all and wish you all the best. Have a great summer.
Our feature presentation.
I'm proud. I'm thankful. I'm grateful to God.
Be a homosexual. You know, you almost got to be a homosexual to be recognized in the entertainment industry anymore. They're immoral. I'm proud. Be a homosexual.
Jerry.
I wasn't sad to hear. Well, no, I take it back. I was sad to hear the news that Reverend Falwell died because it doesn't sound like it was a painful death. It sounds like it happened quickly and he just was put out of his misery.
Yeah.
Put out of our misery.
A lot more suffering is what you were looking for?
I really, to tell you the truth, I was hoping he would die on top of a hooker. That was my wish, is that's how it would have been.
That would have been perfect.
Would have been awesome.
And
that
so typical, too.
That would have been sweet. That's true.
Yeah.
He's a bad, bad man.
Yeah.
And
well,
not
keep
anymore. That in mind when you see the president at his funeral. he had a lot to do with getting President Bush elected both times. You
didn't
know?
He start out kind of not as bad? Didn't he start out a little bit more like mellow and crazy?
I mean, it depends. I mean, he started out exactly where you would expect somebody like him to start out, against civil rights. I mean, he was the one who famously called them civil wrongs. I mean, he really did a lot of work. He said God made the distinctions between blacks and whites and who is man to break that barrier down.
Really?
We should leave them separated.
That. I didn't know he said that.
He was very against sanctions against apartheid. I mean, he's been a hate monger for decades. He really has. That's why I think it's good news that he's gone. I do. But, I mean, you know, he's probably most famous, Jerry Falwell, who we're talking about, the minister who died yesterday, most famously, you know, he said America deserved 9/11 because of our tolerance of homosexuality.
Yeah.
Well, not just homosexuals, our tolerance of feminists.
Did he say
and
feminists
the ACLU.
Too?
Everything in the punch bowl.
Those uppity women,
those
Lisa.
Women
you can't,
who
you can't let them
the
express their
men.
Opinion.
What the hell?
Yeah.
He's exactly. Amazing.
Yeah, he had quite the storied career. He really did. And don't even get me started on coming down on Tinky Winky. I mean, that's where he really pissed me off. When
what?
He started.
Oh,
remember,
that's right.
He was
right.
The guy who came out and protested the Teletubbies because Tinky Winky was gay, in his opinion.
By the way,
remember?
I hate to agree with him, but come
not
on.
Not gay.
Those How gay kids, those, is Tinky Winky?
They are asexual, the Teletubbies.
Oh, sure.
That was the best, though. His delivery in that speech describing why the Teletubbies, Tinky Winky, was gay. That was the best. He's purple, and he has a triangle shape on his head for no reason.
Well, like I said, just I was really upset that it wasn't more painful or more embarrassing for him and his family.
Yeah. Can Pat Robertson be far behind? That's the question.
No, I can't. I mean,
come
he's got to be getting up
there.
He's
pretty old, yeah.
You know?
That's the
and
guy.
It's,
maybe he'll do
it's
it.
Not, it's not a religion thing. Please don't misunderstand for folks who don't know. It's a hate thing. I mean, when Billy Graham goes, I'll be very sad. I mean, that was a great American, a guy who did a tremendous amount of good work for this country. Love the dude. Nothing. I don't have anything against the religion part. It's the abuse of the religion part that pissed me off about Falwell.
Yeah. I heard some quotes this morning from Falwell where he said,
this
you know,
morning?
What he's learned. Well,
he was given quotes this morning?
I think it was old things.
The microphones were there.
Things he'd said before.
Oh.
And he said, you know, he deliberately would say really hateful things because the next night he'd be on some news show. He just did that in
just
order to
work
get.
To work the angle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what we want our religious leaders to do.
That's what makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
so good times.
The thing that Bean's talking about has plagued humanity throughout the years is people doing things in the name of religion, yeah. but not really following. Yeah. But you know why Pat Robertson's actually not going to be next? I forgot this, but Pat Robertson is staying in tip-top shape. That's the difference between he and Falwell. Remember when he was doing his leg presses?
Yes.
All right, guys, if you could put two more on either side, we'll take it up to seven.
That's too much.
Four, five, six.
Even the camera seven, guys are like...
Eight, nine, ten. Now, get some more weights
no,
on
no.
Should Did we go guys, to a thousand?
No. There's no more room.
No more room. This will be 1,000 pounds. I just do a few of these, okay? Six. Eight. 10.
That's it.
1,000
pounds. Those are how much?
1,000 pounds.
Well, 1,000 pounds.
Mike, is that possible?
No, it was not. I watched the video, and don't get me wrong, the guy's old, and he's
in great
strong.
Shape.
I mean, that guy's really strong. But it's just like, it's symbolic of everything he's about. Just this gross exaggeration and blowing everything out of proportion. He's probably doing like 650, 700 pounds. Which, if you were to just admit to, is very impressive for a 75, 80-year-old man.
Just say that.
But yes.
Then he came out and said, I broke the record for Alabama State, and it was 1,000-some pounds and stuff. And you're just like, well, that's not true. I mean, it's not even close to how much weight you're
lying, lifting. Old man. Just lying. And it's sad.
Good times. Good times.
Yeah.
Jerry Falwell. What a shame. Right? What a shame. No, that's not. That's not the official.
Not a shame.
It's the official.
The world is better off.
Yes.
I got a lot of trouble last time I said that, but I'll stand with that with Jerry Falwell.
Okay.
How's everybody doing? Lisa?
Fine. Good.
Bean?
I could be more pleased with the outcome of last night's Ducks game. There's a way that game could have gone more in a direction that would have been beneficial to the fans of Anaheim.
Like score a goal?
Yeah, like not give up 5 goals.
Ooh.
How often do you see that? 5-0 is not a commonplace score in hockey. Let's face it.
Yeah, it isn't, but it's also one of those sports where just any night that can happen, it seems like.
Yeah.
And sometimes even worse. I mean, sometimes just every bounce goes the right way and every shot is exactly perfect. And
so this isn't a sign that they're just being completely outplayed? Because it's 2-1, right? So
yeah, 2-1.
2-1.
So that's okay.
The first two games that the teams split back in Detroit were very close. Could have gone either way. This one was a blowout. It's going to take some regrouping to come back for game 4. I mean, I certainly think Anaheim can do it.
Yeah.
I think you look at some tape and you go, wow, we need to make some real adjustments here. But it was I mean, when they pulled Jiggy, that's when you go, okay, it's bad now. You know what I mean?
That's not what you want to see ever.
And somehow I thought we would be blamed for that, and that concerns me.
Oh, right.
No, we should be blamed for getting them this far. That's what we should be blamed for, if anything.
But, so that happened. But 7-game series, there's time to come back, you know?
Yeah, they,
it's not over.
They got one in Detroit. They came back. If they get, when did they play? Tomorrow night? Thursday night?
That's right.
They'll pick that one up. It'll be all tied.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah, it'll be all set. Right, exactly.
They have a great team. So. I'll tell you, it's from the very beginning of the season, people have been saying the Ducks have a great team. They're going to go all the way.
Yeah, so. Well, that's what Jiggy told us, is that's what's different about this year, is people expect them to win, and they expect to win, and that may be, you know, that confidence is part of the reason why they have been winning. So let's hope they keep it up. I got my fingers crossed.
Maybe the team was upset about Falwell.
Mm.
Maybe that's what it was.
I got a moment
of silence before, you know, in the locker room.
That's possible,
let's
but I
win
doubt.
This one for Jerry. Half the team thought it was Springer. They didn't know what was going on.
Some Very thought confused. It was Lewis.
Right, exactly.
Which Jerry?
Jerry Lewis died. That's so sad. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
All right.
Let's talk about Pi Chem.
Hey, wait, what's the date? What's the date today? Anyone have a calendar? I'm just curious.
No.
No, me
neither. Pi Chem is going to be in our studios. I just have to see if Bean can take it. And she wrote a book called Sex Secrets of an American Geisha. And she's not a shy American geisha.
No.
She's not shy at all.
I would like to hear her secrets.
She has many, and she will tell you.
I would like to hear them describe them to us.
In great graphic detail.
Excellent.
Yes.
So she's coming to the studio today. We're going to talk about Miami having the number one road rage ranking in the country.
Oh, it's Miami?
Yep, Miami.
No kidding.
It's kind of a shame, though, because, you know, we really, in Los Angeles, we're losing a lot of titles.
Well, we got pollution back.
We got pollution back, thank God.
But I'm sure we used to be number one in road rage, right?
If not, we need to work on it.
Yeah.
I mean, we really need to.
It can't take much to push us over
the top. We need to
top.
Step it up.
I think L.A. was number one, and it has been number one many times, but I think they were third in this new list. I think it was Miami, then New York, then Los Angeles.
Oh, that's so unacceptable.
It's unacceptable.
We need to be number one in everything.
Absolutely.
And if it includes road rage, it includes road rage.
But L.A. being number one in road rage is unfair, because by sheer numbers of drivers, you can't really say we're the worst with road rage, no matter what.
But that's what I'm saying, is it should be a guarantee number one. If we're number three...
I'm saying we shouldn't even be considered in the running.
In a whole different category all by itself? All right.
Maybe it's hard to have road rage when you can't move on the freeway.
Sitting there?
When you're just sitting there. It's hard to ram someone or run them off the road.
Well, I think you can get angry, though. I think that could happen.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe we're just resigned now.
Well, that's why people need to bring firearms back into their cars.
That's right. That's right.
Because that way you don't have to, the car doesn't have to be moving. You can still express yourself.
Right.
If everyone had a weapon to express themselves, everything would be much better.
We'd be number
exactly.
one.
Right. Also on today's show, we have emo jokes. We talked about the Fox News story about why people are beating up emos, and that was quite funny to us. Not that anyone was getting beat up. Don't get us wrong. That's
emo,
bad.
Emo, get him!
But people started sending in emo jokes one at a time, and Bean would get one, and then he'd read it to us, and we'd laugh, and it seemed to be trickling in, so it seems like there is a wealth of emo jokes out there.
I had no idea. They're the funniest jokes.
Yes, they are. So
this is awesome.
We need to get a whole bunch of them in the 7 o'clock hour, emo jokes.
Lisa, what do emo kids use for birth control? Their personalities. As an example.
Those are great jokes.
Also, I don't know if you've heard this yet, but the cop who dialed 911 because he and his wife ate hash brownies, and they were not going to die, but dead, he said.
I don't think this is funny.
Dead. We're dead. He said, we're dead. Yeah, sure, you don't, Lisa.
I totally
Lisa's
understand. I was going to make you call 911.
We told her no.
Totally was.
No, we're not going to call 911.
I was going to die. You were going to let me die.
We were, yes, because we knew, somehow, strangely, that you weren't going to die.
And that cop already dead.
Already dead. He said to the 911 operator, I think I'm already dead.
Can't blame him for calling in.
Nope.
That's awesome. So we'll play that for you this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We have to talk about how the King of Mexico is extremely girly. We'll tell you about that in about a half hour. It's very troubling.
Yeah,
some
it really
of the things
is.
He does, I've never known a male to ever be interested in. Gay or straight.
You mean like how upset he is about the Gilmore Girls getting canceled?
Well, that's one of the things, yeah. Sure. That's one of the things. Tim Armstrong is in our studios today.
Yes.
Great.
Got a new solo CD out and DVD, so we're going to talk to him today as we look forward to the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta. And we have more tickets for that coming up in the 6 o'clock hour with our new game, Speedy Weenie.
Ooh.
It's actually not new. We did it last year. Mm-hmm. And it's a fantastic game. We'll give you a chance to earn those in the 6 o'clock hour here on the world-famous K-Rock. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat. That is next.
So is there a song, maybe, that people could hear this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show? Pick up the phone, be caller 20, and win tickets in the pit and VIP party passes for K-Rock's Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007?
Yeah, that would be Story of My Life by Social D. Story of My Life, Social D. Okay. When you hear that, be caller 20. VIP party passes and tickets in the pit for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007.
You gonna have a backstage poker game going with your friend Mike Ness from Social D again this year? Or can you not afford it?
Maybe. Last time I ended up writing an IOU on a napkin, that's not what you want to do.
Kevin ended up going around to people at the show he didn't know asking if he could borrow some money to pay off his gambling debts.
Dude, I owe Mike Ness. Oh, dude, you're serious? Yeah, you got any money? That's exactly. How that went. So, and that was Acoustic Christmas, by the way, not Weenie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
I think the lesson there is don't play cards with Kevin until you see his money. Get the F's up with that. I don't have any money with me. I would so beat you with a baseball bat.
Dude, I pay my debts. I did not think there was going to be a game broke out, but it did, so I had to join it.
Well, you don't get up to the table unless you got the cash in your pocket.
I wasn't planning on losing, Ralph.
But
I came up with
best laid plans of mice and you.
I came up with it, my friend. I did not want my legs broken like the King of Mexico.
Yeah.
Ralph, what is going on? What's Hollywood talking about here this morning?
Well, Orlando Bloom is sighing again. What a man-woman he is.
Why? What?
In this interview, he says, I think it's about time I settled down. I'd like to live a proper family life with a partner and kids. That's what it's all about, isn't it? No, you big homo. It's about banging as many hot supermodels as you can while you're a movie star, you dork. What the hell's wrong with these guys? I really need to settle down.
Just
I think it's
stop
grass,
it.
Grass is always greener, I think is what it is. If you're busy working
on your
career.
How much greener can your grass get when you're Orlando Bloom and you're the star of three of the biggest movies in history?
I know.
And all kinds of smoking hot models want to just lay down with you.
There is that.
But I think how he much would say, greener at what, does the grass at what need price, to be? Though, is what he would say. He would say, yeah, I have all that and that's great, but
yes,
now I look at the other side.
No, you stop there. I have all that and it's great. Period. It's phonetic punctuation.
That's
you remember,
what that is.
Victor okay. Borga.
I said to Psycho Mike this morning, I said, hey, Orlando Bloom was on the Tonight Show last night. And Mike said, with no hesitation, immediately, first thing out of his mouth, which was, I just wish he would take off his clothes.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Very wow. sweet on Orlando Bloom, apparently. Add him to the list of man crushes that Psycho Mike's
maybe Mike's the partner Orlando Bloom's referring to. And he wants to settle down and have kids.
I don't really
they could adopt some kids.
He's not up there on my man crush list, but he is practically a woman. So I figure it'd be like,
it would be like a woman if you took off his
for
clothes.
For a lot of us, practically isn't enough. No, it's like we have to go the whole
nine yards.
We need
the whole extra bit. Yeah,
we need
right.
all the chromosomes in line.
To each their own, dude.
Yeah, I know. It's nutty. But what are you going to do? We finally got to look at Anna Nicole Smith's will. But the papers show that she left $710,000 in assets when
That's
she
it?
Died.
Well, all of her money is coming from the oldster and is still held up
right.
in court.
But she right. did a trim spa. She got a lot of money for that in her TV show.
Movies, appearances, TV shows. Yeah.
$710,000. That's all she's got.
She
and if you take away her house, her personal property is valued at just $10,000.
Wow.
So
dude.
The house is worth $700,000.
Yeah.
And everything else is bupkis.
And I don't think her man, Howard K. Stern, I don't think he had any money coming in because she apparently was his only client. So.
That's right. He was the barnacle on her side of her boat.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
Still is.
Richard Gere's off the hook.
Oh, in India?
Yeah.
Oh.
Apparently he's got a temporary reprieve from India's Supreme Court, which has suspended the warrant for his arrest after he had the gall to hug and kiss on the cheek an actress in New Delhi, violating India's public obscenity law.
Some people wanted him killed for that.
Yes, a small hardline political party wanted him imprisoned or killed for his offense, but the people at the Supreme Court there in India said, oh, stop. So for the time being, at least. Of course, they always have the right to reenact that arrest warrant, but so far, so good for Richard Gere. Now if we can just get rid of those damn gerbils, he'll be fine.
Oh, come on.
Lindsay Lohan may have as good a taste in men as Britney Spears.
Oh, no.
According to her friends, she is currently seeing a guy named Callum Best, who has a bit of a checkered past, according to The Sun, the London Sun tabloid. He is affectionately known by his friends as The Screw.
The Screw?
Yes, because of his success in wooing the ladies.
Nailing women?
Yeah. His girlfriend was once was once a $2,000 a night hooker, which if you're getting that for free, it's a bargain.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
It's going for $2,000. He's got a notorious history of drug use, and he was once linked to Kimberly Stewart, who was in Lindsay's outer social circle. So, looks like Lindsay's making some good choices again.
Excellent. She's not going to be happy until she sleeps with every guy in Hollywood.
Well, she's trying.
Yep.
Speaking of which, the ex-boyfriend of both Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton, Stavros Niarchos, has just added another notch to his bedpost. Victoria's Secret supermodel Petra Nemkova.
What?
Come on.
No.
Apparently, Petra recently split up with the singer James Blunt. You're beautiful.
Well, that's a good choice.
And insiders at a nightclub in New York City called Bungalow 8 said the two shared a very public display of affection, which was, in the words of onlookers, and I quote, gross.
Good times.
So, Stavros Niarchos. Someone said Petros Niarchos. That's his cousin, I think.
That's the Greek guy that's in shipping. His parents
Greek
are...
shipping heir. Yeah, yeah. His family is in shipping, and
he's not done anything.
He
on
doesn't
his own.
Do anything.
Has money.
Yeah, apparently, he bangs Petra Nemkova.
Well, all right,
which is
then.
All you really need to do. Reality TV news. Last night, Ian Ziering was booted off of So You Think You Can Dance.
I thought he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, whatever it's called. Yeah, he's gone, and the remaining three will go on to the finals. You got Joey Fat One.
Mm-hmm. Fatone,
you got,
I think.
You got those other two. So, all very entertaining over there.
These kids in the boy bands that are in this dancing show, that doesn't make any sense to me. Because haven't they? They've spent a lot of their lives learning dance moves.
And they
right?
do well.
It does seem quite unfair.
They have a bit of a head start.
Although Joey is, like, 260. So,
oh, but he's lost defense, like 15 pounds.
He's moving pretty good for a big man, which is a challenge.
Tony Soprano big?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Layla Ali and Apollo Ono.
That's right.
Hi.
Are the three remaining.
Ralph had to motion.
Thanks for your support and your enthusiasm.
He came in strong, though.
No.
That's good.
Mike, do you not know who Apollo Ono is?
He's a speed skater. Like an Eskimo, I thought, though.
Yes. Yeah, he's an Eskimo. No. Yeah. That's why he's such a good speed skater, because he's always there skating after blubber.
I thought the guy was like an Inuit.
Outside his igloo. No.
Skating after blubber, by the way, is opening the weenie roast.
Yeah, they do good work.
It's a good band.
It is Let me try that again. It's what is known as the upfronts in New York this week, where all the major networks trot out their new shows for the fall season. Let us know what's new, what's gone, what's been picked up. No surprise here, Fox made the announcement yesterday. They have picked up the Kiefer Sutherland drama 24 for another two seasons.
Fantastic. Mm.
So,
love that show.
You're going to see more and more 24. A lot of people are bitching this year that it jumped shark this season. I watched the first four or five episodes, and I was in, and then something happened where I got derailed, and I really haven't been following too closely.
It's one of those shows that's so fantastically over the top that you do kind of have to want to believe along the way, because if you don't, you kind of, they push it too far, but I still am way in.
I hear you.
So good.
It's tough. I watched that Heroes, and my wife is constantly mocking me. I say, honey, it's 8 o'clock, I gotta sit down and watch Heroes. Oh, do we need to see more about the flying senator? Is that what we need to go see? Oh, okay. Oh, I hope the nuclear bomb guy doesn't blow up. Shut up! Just buy into it or not. Stop mocking me. Very annoying on Monday nights. Fox has also announced they've picked up Mad TV for a 13th season.
13 seasons.
Why? Mm-hmm. Does it say why, Ralph?
Because it consistently holds its own ratings-wise against Saturday Night Live. It does pretty well for itself in that time slot, so I guess it's worthwhile for them. A new sitcom starring Kelsey Grammer and Patricia Heaton called Back to You, about a news program, is going to be on Fox this season, as well as other dramas including Canterbury's Law, a cop show set in New Orleans, with Juliana Margulies from ER, and the Sarah Connor Chronicles, based, of course, on the character from the Terminator movies. So that's Fox, and CBS has announced they've got a bunch of new shows, but they have renewed the contracts for Shark.
Good.
Which I love.
That's a good show.
James Woods is great over in that. The Unit.
Another good show.
About my crotch. Would also
about
be
special
returning.
Forces. Ralph.
Yeah, goddamn right it is. Criminal Minds is returning. For those of you who watch that show, let me know how it is. I've never seen one. Ghost Whisper. Oh, thank God. Ghost Whisper is coming back. Numbers will also be returning.
Hey.
Our good friend Allison Hannigan will be happy to know that How I Met Your Mother is returning as well. That got picked up.
Excellent.
Rules of Engagement. Anyone? Anyone?
No, not even me.
I don't even recognize that title. Not even Lisa. Lisa watches everything that no one else is watching. Rules of Engagement.
I don't know what that is.
Got me too. The New Adventures of Old Christine.
Love that show.
Yeah. But no.
Really?
So smart and funny.
Oh, stop.
It is. Trust me.
But you watch Mothers
watch
and
once.
Daughters and
Intrigues.
Brothers.
Which is in the top 10.
Reba fan.
Whatever.
Yeah. But the network has pulled the plug on The Class. We won't be seeing any more of The Class.
Oh.
I did actually start watching
I don't remember that being on.
Close to Home. Drama is going away.
No idea.
And put Dave on suicide watch. Jericho, apparently.
Jericho.
Didn't make the cut.
That's a great show. I love that show.
Oh, you don't know. Jericho is the best. You should watch it.
Better than Heroes.
He's the best.
I watched that show for the first three or four episodes. I thought it was really good. Just didn't have time.
Yeah.
And last, Rafa, sorry to interrupt. I'm looking it up, but it seems like Rules of Engagement may be, if I'm reading this correctly, the David Spade, Patrick Warburton show about the married and the single people that interact.
Knew the show, didn't know the title. That's not good marketing.
No, bad title.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Pierce Brosnan. Talk about your man crushes. Here's another guy I want to go out and have some beers with.
Sure.
He just seems like a good dude.
And by have beers with.
I mean drink beers with, perv.
I'm just asking.
You wouldn't cheat on Clooney, though, with him, would you?
Why couldn't the three of us go out? Three boozy Irishmen just rollicking on the town. What do you say? Huh? You with me, fellas?
I guess.
You can set it up.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to George about that when I go down there for Ocean's 13, when he puts his hands in cement.
I think we're going to have to keep you away from him.
I might bring Pierce with me.
We,
he'll be my date.
I would like to see that.
We may have to do a phone topic, Ralph, on how you're going to get George Clooney, because I'm sure the people have some good ideas.
You make it sound all creepy, how I'm going to get him. It's like, well, I'm asking him to the prom or something.
With rope, I mean, come on.
No, I'm not showing up with astronaut diapers and a wig or anything. I'm just going to go down, and he'll feel the simpatico, and then we'll become best friends.
It's a little gay to walk up to a guy you don't know and go, oh, please be my friend.
Well, first of all, that's not how I do it.
Yeah, see, that's the problem, is you are 100% convinced he's going to be your friend, and then when that doesn't happen...
It's just, well, you can just sometimes you just get a sense about things. Sometimes you just get a vibe, and you just know that's the way things were meant to be.
This is step one to jail, by the way, just so you know.
Yo, Gio, what's up?
Gio.
See, now I'm going to suggest, for instance, you don't do that. I don't think that's a good opening.
Say, come on, you and me, let's go get some limoncellos with DeVito. What do you say?
See? It's a hell of an open.
Yeah, well. Yes?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Deborah Winger, actress, is 52 years old today. Did I mention how old Pierce Brosnan was? By the 54 years old today. He could still play James Bond, by the way.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Deborah Winger is 52. She was a big, big star at one time, back in the 80s.
Who was she in?
She was in
Terms of Endearment.
That was probably her big movie with Jack Nicholson and Shirley MacLaine. She was in Urban Cowboy with Travolta. Remember that was
Officer
a big smash.
Officer and a Gentleman.
Was she in Footloose?
No, she wasn't in Footloose.
Damn.
No. Sorry,
she saw it though and liked it, Mike.
How excited
thanks,
he was!
Thanks for your input, though.
How about Officer and a Gentleman?
She wasn't that.
Said
yes,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. You probably got that from Lisa said it 10 seconds ago.
Lying.
Lisa did just say that just a second ago.
Anyway,
what about Urban Cowboy?
There's that one too. She was also the voice for E.T. A lot of people don't know that she was the voice of E.T.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. But she's been off the radar for some time now. Janet Jackson, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, she's 41 years old today. Boyd Tinsley, guy plays the violin for Dave Matthews, 43 years old today. Tracy Gold from Growing Pains is 38. Tori Spelling, actress, Canyon, is 34 years old today.
There's a canyon between her boobs.
Yes,
true.
There is. She has the most unnatural cleavage known to man.
Yes.
And my homie, David Boreanaz from Bones and, of course, from Buffy, and he was the other show he had.
Was it?
He's your homie?
Angel.
Yeah. He's a Philly boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's 36 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Wow. It's Black Wednesday. I had no idea. Kevin and Bean Show, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. Our phone screener, Dave the King of Mexico. Suicide Watch.
Well, I mean, we knew that the announcements were coming this week, and we've been covering up the television upfronts in New York. We knew that some shows were going to be canceled, and new shows were going to fill their slots. That's what happens. No show stays on forever. But Dave, unfortunately, is having a particularly tough week because like half of his favorite shows are gone now.
Dave? I might actually be productive now.
No.
Dude, there's not going to be any good TV to watch.
I mean, how does a guy in his 20s, a young man in Southern California, how does he have a reason to live if the Gilmore Girls isn't on anymore?
I know.
Very upset about the Gilmore Girls being canceled.
I stopped watching the Gilmore Girls like 2 years ago.
Because it was too girly for you.
Yeah.
Well, you're bad.
Here's the thing about Dave. He is the girliest person on our staff. And
including the girls, by the way.
And I don't think it's... I think there are many different classifications. One is straight, one is gay. I don't think he's either of those. I think he's a girl.
The thing that's surprising with Dave is we've known him for a long time, and it's only slowly dawned on us how girly he is. It's not immediately obvious.
You know what it was, is we always make fun of him for certain things. He loves this. He doesn't like that. He hates to sweat, for example. Yeah. He doesn't like to sweat ever. Go outside.
Likes to sweat.
It's hot. He doesn't. But most people aren't allergic to it like you are. You know what I mean? Like, don't hate it as much as you do. But then when he was talking about his hands, remember when he was trying to work off the bet to me for the Clippers-Lakers?
Mm-hmm.
$90, didn't have the money, went out, started doing some work. He was very upset that his hands might not stay soft. Now, I don't know a single guy, not a single one, who cares about how soft his hands are.
I mean, you don't want to get rough, callous, like fisherman hands.
No,
or anything,
not at all.
But not pick up a shovel. Ever, because it might, I don't know what.
If somebody were to ask you, would you rather have, you know, harsh hands or soft hands? I guess you'd say soft, but I don't think you care, like, enough to really, really work on it. And he feels his hands all the time, make sure they're soft.
They are
soft.
You know,
I would understand it if you ever touched a woman, but you never touch a woman.
What are you saving them for? I think it's the question.
Yeah.
We're not saying they're not soft, Dave. We're saying it's amazing
soft.
How
it's
important
awesome.
That is to you.
And
how
for
is,
what reason?
How is it awesome?
Because it's soft.
They're just soft.
This is why, by the way, by the way, why Dave is the only Mexican who doesn't have some sort of a lawn care crew is because it would be just too damaging on his hands. Mm-hmm. He had to go into a different line of work.
Plus, he doesn't like to sweat, so that he's got that going for him.
Sure.
He has sensitive feet. I don't know if you remember this conversation, but when he goes in a pool or swimming or something, he wears those aqua socks because his feet hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
my
no.
Dude, I walk in the pool, my feet get cut up, so I have to
in
wear them.
In the pool?
In the pool,
there's
yes.
nothing to cut your feet in the pool.
The bottom of the pool?
But everybody walks on the pool.
The bottom of the pool, for the most part, is a tiny bit rough, but you don't cut your feet. Nobody cuts their feet.
My feet get cut easy, so I had to take precautions.
So he needs soft feet and soft hands.
Do you have no calluses on your feet?
No.
When the magazines come in, 17, Teen People, for example, Glamour, Life and Style, he aggressively plots to steal them first. He's got to read them first.
I got to look at them first, except for Glamour. I gave up on Glamour.
17 and Teen People, he grabs immediately before anyone else can look at them so that he can have a good look.
You know that's why? Where his girls are, though.
Exactly.
That's where his Hillary Duffs are, and his Amanda Bynes, and his Mandy Moore. The girls that he loves are all in those magazines, Kevin.
You know what his favorite section in In Touch magazine is? His favorite thing about In Touch?
Right.
No.
Who wore it better? The poll. I don't even know what that is. Who wore it better? Is that a clothing thing?
Yeah, they have the same item of clothing, and it's like Lindsay or Paris, who wore it better?
Oh, and they wore the same dress?
Yeah. Right.
I'm sorry, and you're like, yeah?
And then people vote for Lindsay. I'm like, woohoo!
Yes. Very bummed when the Gilmore Girls got canceled today. He was very upset when the OC got canceled.
Yeah. Had a party.
He could tell you the difference between Amanda Bynes, Mandy Moore, Hillary Duff, Kelly Clarkson, and Kristen Cavallari in like 4 seconds. He's amazing at that. Oh, no, that's Kristen. Yeah, that's Kristen.
Totally.
That's Hillary Duff. TiVo'd October Road. Actually likes it. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, is that the
dude,
new
you should
TV
see Pizza
show?
Girl. Yeah, you should see Pizza Girl on that show, though. She's like the cutest thing in the world.
You want to have your hair like hers?
I would if I had long hair, yeah.
Doesn't drink beer because it has too many carbs.
Yeah.
That's not true. That's the only thing I'll refute.
He's lying about this, though. He says, I don't drink beer anymore because it doesn't have any carbs. But it started out when he was on a diet. He was on a diet. He wanted to lose weight.
Yeah.
So then he said, I'm going to stop drinking beer because it's got too many calories. Now, or whatever, carbs. Now he says, oh, no, it just doesn't taste good. He's completely gone off of the, it doesn't have, you know, it has too many carbs or calories.
After 4 months of not drinking beer, and then I went back to it, it didn't taste good at all. And I just enjoyed alcohol more, so...
How is that bad? There's nothing wrong with enjoying alcohol. There's nothing wrong with that. But you don't love beer like you did. And then all of a sudden hate it. Doesn't work that way.
Well, I quit. I gave it up, and now I don't like it anymore. It's not a bad thing.
Hate scary movies?
Oh.
Hates them. Really, any movie that guys like. You know, guys? You know, any kind of, like, stunt action movies?
Not
any
true.
Scary movie? Anything that guys like, he's not really so into.
I'll admit, I am a big wuss when it comes to scary movies, and I can't take it. I can't take it. I mean,
you and your soft hands.
Me and my soft hands.
Gotta go running from the theater.
I don't really hear many guys say that.
How many guys do you hear say any of this stuff?
And I don't.
It's not just, if I were just to say one of these things makes Dave girly, I'd be out of my mind. But all of these things add up to a girly guy.
Yeah. I think he actually secretly has a vagina.
Yeah, once Alex asked me to go with her to see the exorcism of Emily Rose, and I told her, no, because I won't
scary.
Go see it because it's too scary.
We need to check for his chromosomes.
We do. We need to check under.
I think nature may have made a mistake.
Can you, Dave, how many times have you seen A Walk to Remember with Mandy Moore?
More than 15 times.
Oh, my God.
Hey, he doesn't just watch the horrible movies that are in theaters. He gets, like, the straight-to-DVD, girly, like, Bring It On 15.
Dude, Bring It On 3 was so good with Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, it was awesome. See, but then he always throws in the with Hayden Panettiere so that we think, oh, he's a dude. But that's not what he
does. But he watches it the way a girl does.
Dude, the cheering was so good.
The cheering was so good.
Dancing.
I love the cheering. Knows the difference. This is according to assistant producer Alex Superhor. Knows the difference between a Mac and a Sephora store. What is that? Is that makeup?
Makeup.
Yeah. Mac just sells the makeup, the Mac brand, and Sephora is like a big store that sells all the makeups.
But why would you ever have any occasion to be in one of those stores, Dave?
Well, Christmas.
He buys me gift certificates, and probably Alex too from those stores.
Alex and Lisa,
and they're
and
great
all my,
gifts.
All my
I have
girlfriends.
To say.
Do you just pick them up while you're in the store, or do you go to the store for them?
I go to the store for
them. Oh, I'm in Sephora. I think I need some kind of a gift for Lisa May.
Yeah, but then I got to check out all the Marc Jacobs fragrances and all that stuff, you know. See what's good.
He can't stand flip-flops when people wear them with jeans. That drives him crazy.
Ah,
girls who have tattoos, that's like death. He was very upset when he found out. This is true. He was very
very upset when he found out that he had slept with a girl who had a tattoo. Like, he didn't know about the tattoo, but he slept with her.
Right.
And then later he found out about that tattoo, and it made him really upset that he slept with her.
Like, you would have taken the experience
like
back
if
you
could. Like, he wants to take
it
back. But first of all, I don't know anybody.
Dave.
I don't know anyone under, I guess,
it was a gross
30
tattoo,
who
though.
Really cares about tattoos one way or the other.
You don't want to look at that ugly thing, dude, on her body. It's just, it's not, no good. Well, no bueno, man. No bueno.
What if it's on a boy?
Well, then it's gay.
Yeah.
But
another thing that I think is very feminine is that Dave's always freezing, even when it's not like a cold environment. You know, he'll come to the office and Lightning, Kevin, and I are like, God, it's like a sauna in here. No, he's cold. I need to
need
wear
a
my
sweater.
I need my fingerless gloves indoors because I'm so chilly.
He also hates fuzzy things. I don't know if you've seen this, but like if he's going to put on a fuzzy type of a sweater, he puts on gloves.
I had to wear,
because he doesn't like the feel of it on his soft fingers.
On my soft hands, I can't touch the fuzzy stuff. That's true.
Marty in San Pedro.
Yeah,
good morning.
That's just weird.
Have you guys? Good morning, Kevin.
Hi.
Dean, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Have you considered the fact that he's just not comfortable in the man's body? And it's time for the operation.
Well, that's what
that's
I think.
Where I was headed.
I think I don't think he's gay, although that is an option.
He's actually a girl.
He's more of a girl than gay guys.
I don't know. If I was a judge presiding over this to determine whether or not he was gay, I'd have to go on the gay side, though.
But a step further. See, I don't think he's gay. I think he's actually a girl.
He's actually a lesbian.
He's probably a lesbian, yeah.
He's a 12-year-old girl.
Lesbian's definitely another option, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I love the vajayjay, man.
No. Nope.
Yeah, I do.
You love your own?
Well, that doesn't make you a guy.
You love your own vajayjay?
What do you mean? I love sports. You know, I love physical contact. I love the UFC, you know?
Now, he plays basketball, right?
I do play basketball.
And you sweat?
Well, it's different. It's fine because I'm in comfortable athletic gear. You know,
and your
I'm in a
feet
jersey.
Don't get cut?
I wear double socks and, you know,
and
I wear NBA
socks,
which are they're thick and they're cushy.
Oh,
and
Dave,
I wear
Dave,
soles, you know.
Dave, stop talking.
What do you mean?
Dave, you're not refuting
you know,
anything
girls
we're saying.
Play basketball, too.
Yeah, but they're not good.
You could be a WNBA player, Dave.
Let's not forget
that's
that.
Right.
I would play for the K-Rock softball team, but I'm going to wait till later in the season when all the good, the bad players leave so I could just be on with the good players.
Sure, that's
yeah, that's
why.
A different topic altogether.
Yeah,
Dave
we'll see that for
softball
later.
Prowess. But.
Well, Dave, we're out of time for right now, but you are a delicate little flower, and we love you, man. But
no,
we're confounded by you.
You're not.
That's,
I think, I'm a man's man, buddy.
Let me tell you
something
meat.
About. Let me tell you about
I like
man's,
red meat.
Man's man. No one is further from a man's man than you. You're at the exact op. You got George Clooney at one end, and you bring up the exact opposite end.
Rage Against the Machine, sports, and meat.
Beards. All beards.
What?
Yep. All beards.
Oh, come on.
You're a chick? That's final. I'm sorry.
No way.
6:22. We need to take a quick break. We're going to come back and give you tickets to the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007. We're going to give you tickets in the pit, and we're going to give you VIP party passes, and you have to do it by playing our game Speedy Weenie. That's coming up next. Right now, we're going to give you a chance to win them in a different way. You can earn them by calling us at 1-800-520-1067 and playing our new game Speedy Weenie.
Songs you love the most from the bands on Weenie Road. We spread them up, we tune them down to give them a more hardcore sound. Guess the song and that is it to get some tickets in the pit. It's the game called Speedy Weenie. What the f*** rhymes with weenie?
Wow, was the great Dick Whiskey by K-Rock
yes.
this week? Did he record that for us?
Dick yeah. Whiskey came by.
I'm going to call him and say bikini.
Yeah, that might work.
Something that rhymes.
Yeah, that's
a good idea.
That's a good idea.
All right, here's the way, again, the game is played, if you didn't hear it from Mr. Whiskey, is we're going to be playing Speedy Weenie versions of songs that you will be hearing if you're lucky enough to get tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2007. These are actual K-Rock songs done in a hardcore style. All you have to do is identify them by title and artist. You go into the drawing to win the tickets. Someone will have tickets in the pit and VIP party passes in about 5 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll start with James in Norwalk. Good morning, James.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, James.
Ready to play Speedy Weenie?
Yeah.
All right. Identify this artist and song. They are playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast.
I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
Wow.
Artist song title.
It's The Killers.
Yeah.
And...
song title would be
Go ahead and name that song, and you're on your way to winning your tickets there, James.
I know it's not.
Look up that.
Actually, it'd be quicker if you just tell us what it is rather than the songs that it's not.
You know, I don't know the title.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called All the Things I've Done.
Yeah, All the Things
I've
Done.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, thank you for calling.
That's sad because he was on the right track, but not so much today. Al in Riverside, good morning. You ready to hear your Speedy Weedy number?
Yeah, guys.
All right, here you go. This is one of the bands playing K-Rock Weenie Roast. Give us the artist and the title of the song.
Who have I told you things I did before? Told you how I used to be. Would you go along with someone like me? Hail Sweden.
Yes.
Peter, Bjorn, and John, Young Folks.
What? How about that?
How about that?
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Hold on, we're going to put you in the drawing.
That's good work right there. Let's go to Anthony in Calabasas playing Speedy Weenie for tickets in the pit for the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2007. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Lisa.
Hi, Anthony.
Listen up.
Speedy Weenie, here you go.
Heaven smiles above me. What a gift, heavy. But no one knows.
A little different side for Dick Whiskey there.
Yeah. Band?
Song wow, time. Guys. Sorry, I think I'm a loss on that one.
Oh, no.
Come on, gimme.
That was one of the gimmies.
Yeah. It's Queens of the Stone Age, their big song called No One Knows. Here's what theirs sounded like.
Yeah.
Just take what Speedy Weenie is doing, take what Dick Whiskey is singing, and just kind of slow it down in your head, and that'll give you a hint. Let's try a girl as a contestant. We haven't had one of those yet this morning. This is Melissa in Anaheim. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Hey, guys.
Hey, Melissa.
You ready for Speedy Weenie? Here you go. Artist and song title, please.
And look at the mess I am in. A broken nose and a broken heart. An empty bottle of gin.
What is that song and by whom?
Popular K-Rock band playing the Weenie Roast this Saturday. Just give us title and artist and you're on your way.
I have no idea.
Oh, come on. Melissa. People right now are hating you that are listening to this show.
Sorry. Do you recognize this?
And a thousand tears, and look at the mess I'm in.
I thought that was another gimme right there.
Almost identical, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
All right, do we have time for one more? So far, only Al is in the drawing, you know, so it'd be
hell
nice to get some competition there.
Ben in Lakewood, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you ready for your Speedy Weenie?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here you go.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? You're a thousand miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Dick Whiskey's got issues.
K-Rock Weenie Roast Band, which is? The title of the band and the artist would be?
Help me.
Yeah, we're not playing any more games ever for these tickets.
Plain
I'm sorry.
Tease. Hey there, Delilah.
Hey there, Delilah. What's this it like in New York City? I'm a thousand miles away.
Well,
girl,
in Ben's defense, the title was actually in the lyrics that were sung. So he did have that holding him back.
All right, one more. Let's do one more. One last. These are people. They should be getting these, Bean. Come on.
Okay.
Jesse
I
and
agree.
Irvine. Last chance. Jesse and Irvine, you ready?
Yeah, I got him.
You got him. Okay, K-Rock Band, song title, here you go.
I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. But yet it's just not right.
That's the yodeling version from Dick Whiskey.
Dio, Ronnie James Dio version.
Terrible version of that song.
How dare you?
All right, what's the band title?
That's Lazy Eye, and it's Silver Sun Pickup.
Look at that.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, there you go.
That's this song. Nicely done, Jesse. Hold on.
I've been waiting for this moment.
All right, Lisa, you got both guys. You got Al and you got Jesse to do the drawing with.
All right, and the winner is Jesse.
Nicely done, Jesse, the last guy we talked to. Jesse.
For so long. Thank
congratulations. You got tickets not only to the K-Rock Weenie Roast, you got them in the pit.
Oh, my God.
And you got VIP party passes.
Thank you guys so much. Lisa, I love you.
That was easy.
And thank you for playing Speedy Weenie.
It's the game called Speedy Weenie. What the f*** rhymes with weenie?
Right now it's time for the Afro line. 323-520-AFRO is the phone number, 24 hours a day, if you want to leave a message on any topic, including people who die.
So, virus database has been updated.
The Reverend Jerry Falwell has just died. Yay!
That's not what you want, by the way.
When you
that's
die.
Not the kind of reaction you want when you die. Yeah. Those are some of the people left behind.
Yeah, unfortunately, that seems to be quite the outcry today. You can also call the Afro line if you're a particular fan of one of us, say.
Please, God, shut that psycho Mike up. He ruins your show. He is the worst. Put a muzzle on that piece of shit. Shut him up.
Couldn't agree more. Right there with you, buddy.
Apparently, Rick Dees took us down the other day.
Really?
You just got burned on 93.9 Rick Dees Nuts. Kevin has been. Get it? Has been. He burned you guys so bad.
Wow.
I don't see how we can possibly come back from that.
I'm a shell of a human.
Wow.
That hurts.
F*** you, Wayne.
I don't know what that's about.
Wayne.
I have no idea what that's about. This is fantastic news.
There is a midget Britney Spears performer out there. She's actually on TMZ.com. You should get her in, have her perform a show. She does all kinds of Britney Spears covers and runs around in a vinyl red midget jumpsuit. Hot.
Yeah.
Come on.
I saw those pictures. She looks just like her, except a tiny little version of her.
Vinyl wow. red midget jumpsuit.
Yep.
Opening K-Rock Weenie Roast, by the way.
Hey, instead of calling your show the Kevin and Bean Show, why don't you call it the Kevin and Bean Fat-Ass? I know you're not going to put this on the radio. It's the only thing you put on the Afro line is a bunch of fat-ass computer geeks singing stupid-ass songs that nobody thinks is funny.
Speaking of stupid-ass songs that nobody thinks is funny.
Hi. I'd like to dedicate this song to Charlize Theron. You've got a nice body. I want to put my p*** in it. You've got a nice body. I want to put my p*** in it. Hey! Thank you.
Well, good luck with that. I hope that works for you.
I made a mistake. I called the Ducks tickets Dick's tickets.
Yeah.
And that's what this call's about.
Yeah, I was calling for a Dick ticket. That'll be super if I could go on the air. Oh, yeah.
And finally, a lot of people say, Kevin, Bean, I can't tell you apart. We can't tell you by your voices. How can we know? If somebody's obsessed with the complete and total insignificance of life, the opposite of what normal people are interested in, it's Bean.
Right.
Loves to go to the post office every day. Loves to go to 7-Eleven every day. Trying to get a stamp for Pluto. All this stuff that just seems like it's unimportant to you and I?
Mm-hmm.
Obsessed with.
God, I hate Bean. You might say I'm an enthusiast of hating all things Bean.
Oh, that's the other thing. He uses the word enthusiast a lot.
He is an enthusiast of many things.
It's 7-Eleven enthusiast.
It's an accurate word. It's descriptive.
As it was for that fine listener. Going to take a
quick break. I am an enthusiast. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Wednesday morning. Good morning, Ralph Garman.
If we're going to be subjected to celebrity relationships, I say that we start telling them who they can date.
Okay.
We're the ones that have to live with it. We're the ones that have to live with it day in and day out on the cover of our magazines, reading about it, hearing about it, watching it on Access Hollywood Tonight, Extra Insider.
Right.
I want some say-so. Because some of these hookups are making me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Okay. Like what?
Like Petra Nemkova's new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Stavros Niarchos, the guy who screwed Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton for a while.
Yeah.
That's not right.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
She deserves better than that.
Me?
Oh, I see.
According to onlookers, they recently spent some time in a nightclub called Bungalow 8 in New York City, and the New York Post says they shared a very public display of affection, which was, according to onlookers, gross.
Excellent. Good for him.
Yeah, that's bad on many levels.
She's my favorite supermodel.
Oh, I have so many. I don't think I can name just one. Cameron Diaz also has a new boyfriend, if you believe People magazine. Apparently, she is hooked up with mind freak Chris Angel.
Nope.
Oh, that guy's a douche nozzle.
That's what I'm saying. We need to start having some say-so here.
That guy can levitate, by the way.
Yeah.
I said I'm not that hot for Cammy D, but Chris Angel, mind freak?
Yeah, no kidding.
Shut up. Chris Angel's just a guy you know was just had the snot beat out of him every day at lunchtime in high school.
Still does.
So he's like, oh, screw that. I'm going to put on eyeliner and grow my hair long and be like a cool rocker magician. You know, he was just sitting in his basement doing card tricks in junior high, never getting laid.
Game.
All those guys. You can just tell, look, you know David Copperfield was just a loser in school. They just reinvent themselves for their tough-ass magic acts.
But I, having said all that, and I completely agree 100% with everything you said, but I still don't know how he pulled that chick apart on the park bench. I still don't get how the mind freak guy did that.
Doesn't matter. He's still a nerd in sheep's clothing.
Yeah, okay.
Lisa May.
Hey, Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons, sir. How
are
you?
What's up, Gene Simmons?
Hi, Gene.
Speaking of tearing chicks apart.
Oh,
more couples that are bugging me. Zac Efron and Vanessa Ann Hudgens from High School Musical are dating.
Well, that seems all right.
See, I don't even know who they are.
They cannot be allowed to procreate, those High School Musical kids. We got to nip it in the bud here.
They're appropriate levels of fame and age. I mean, it seems like they're a good match.
Wrong, sir.
Bean loves that show.
I know. Go set to fake right and break left. Watch out for the pick and keep an eye on the fence. Gotta run the give and go, take the ball to the hole. And don't be afraid to shoot the outside, Jay. Just keep your head in the game. Just keep your head in the game. Yeah.
Good advice.
You guys will get immense satisfaction from this, but the guy who wrote that song was like 30. Died in a motorcycle accident a couple of weeks ago.
See? This is what I'm talking about. These people need to be punished. They shouldn't be allowed to date and have fun in relationships. They should be alone and lonely and in pain.
The curse is alive and well.
That's it for celebrity relationships. However, Joe Francis apparently making some new friends in prison.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. He isn't. Apparently, his psychiatrist, a guy by the name of Dr. Ronald Markman, has evaluated his mental condition behind bars and says that the king of videotaping drunken sorority girls is deeply, deeply depressed.
Yo, butt ain't made for that!
Yeah, that never happens to people who are in prison.
Joe Francis has said he is threatening suicide if he's forced to do any more time behind bars.
No wonder your behind is bleeding!
See, the thing is, Joe's scheduled to be released later this week, but then he could be extradited to Reno, Nevada for tax evasion charges where he could face some federal time.
And the tax evasion, that charge much bigger than the one he's in prison for now, right?
Yeah, and he said he'll off himself before he goes back to prison.
He wrote off $20 million worth of
deductions. Whatever it takes.
Dude, he's doing the Lord's work with that.
He didn't have to. He made so much money. He didn't have to rip off the government.
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah, and you don't have to go after underage girls either.
No, I agree with that, too.
Here's the thing about these the rich, so-called entitled folks who think they're better than everyone else.
Right.
They crumble pretty quick at the first sign of adversity. They're the first ones to cry about going to jail when they break the law and they're depressed and they're going to commit suicide.
Yep.
I say good on them. Teach them a few lessons.
Living a pampered life. They don't have to worry about making ends meet and things like that most people don't.
I think it's magical.
Have you heard the new theme song for Girls Gone Wild for the next DVD that's out?
No, I haven't.
Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs.
I like it.
Oh, my God. Boobs.
It's going to be good. It's a good one.
Speaking of celebrities doing time, are you familiar with Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio?
Love him.
World's toughest sheriff. He has these tent cities that he makes up for his prisoners, makes them work out there in the hot sun in Arizona.
He's got to make him wear pink, isn't he?
Yep.
Yes. Well, late, he did for a while, but now his thing is he makes him wear the retro black and white striped prison suits like in the old movies.
They look like prisoners, in the Stooges. He's pulling out a ball and chain trying to get over the wall.
Love him.
Well, Joe has stepped forward and he said he would like to help us all out here in California. To prevent Paris Hilton's sentence from being shortened due to jail overcrowding, he is willing to volunteer to let her spend 45 days in his tent city jail in Arizona.
She'd like to wear pink.
So that she can do her full time, so that we don't feel like we're slighted.
I like it.
She hasn't paid her price to society.
I say take her, but you have to promise to keep her. You can't let her back into California.
It'll be like a sauna for her that lasts 45 days.
Yeah.
So she'll be like a spa. I think it's a good idea.
He brought back chain gigs, too, didn't he?
Yes,
that's one of the things that he did. He's awesome.
Chain gigs, great work furlough.
He said prison got too soft. Prisoners had it too easy.
Took away TVs.
That was the first thing he did. Started taking away TV and all their privileges. They shouldn't be enjoying themselves, kicking back, relaxing in jail. They should be thinking about what they did.
He said they would be less aggressive if he dressed them in pink. That was why he did that. That was awesome.
I love that dude.
Yeah, he's the best.
And are you familiar with Tintin? The character Tintin?
No.
Tintin is one of the world's most popular comic strip characters.
It is?
Never quite took off here in the States, but it has been huge in Europe for 70 years.
Wow.
For them, it's like Snoopy or Dick Tracy or one of those things. Just it's known all around Europe as one of the most beloved cartoon characters. And Oscar-winning directors Steven Spielberg and Peter Jackson have announced... have announced they're going to team up to do a new series of films based on the character.
Wow.
They've both said they're going to direct at least one of the films in the series, and that they are going to try to bring Tintin not only to us here in the States, but to the world.
What is it? What is it?
Tintin is a reporter, a young Belgian reporter, who travels around the world having adventures with his dog Snowy.
Snowy.
The dog is white, by the way. Hence,
really?
Snowy.
Okay.
And he runs into a bunch of wacky characters, and it's sort of a fantasy adventure sci-fi.
They have powers of any kind?
No, he's just a dude.
Just a reporter.
Just a dude.
With a dog.
Well, Tintin with a dog.
He's got a built-in audience around the world if the strip has been as popular as all that.
That's for sure. I don't know whether America will ever embrace it. There was an animated, there's been several different versions, an animated version that tried to take off here in the States, never really did, so we'll have to wait and see. But with Spielberg and Jackson behind it, I think it's got a shot.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Those guys have made a movie or two between the two of them.
They might know what they're doing. Today's celebrity birthdays, Tori Spelling, 34 years old today. You know, she's got that new reality series where her and her husband run a bed and breakfast.
Oh, is that really happening?
Silly. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do wacky things happen?
Oh, you have no
hilarity
idea.
Hilarity ensues and all
they,
that?
They get guests in their B&B and then they vote one off for each show.
Really?
And then they all have to live together with cameras going.
Not a normal B&B.
And then they have to sing. Whoever sings best gets to... Record contract.
That doesn't sound like the show that they're on. I don't think, Rev. You have to check that.
Yeah. David Boreanaz, you know him, of course, as Angel from Buffy. Now he's currently on Bones over there on Fox. Why is that funny?
Said Bones.
It's a good show, that Bones. I like it.
It is.
He's 36 years old today. Tracy Gold from Growing Pains is 38 years old today. Janet Jackson turns 41. Boyd Tinsley, violinist from the Dave Matthews Band, 43. Deborah Winger, actress. He's 52 years old today. And Pierce Brosnan, one-time James Bond. Also, Remington Steele. Remember that show, Remington Steele?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember it was
good.
On.
He was good.
Never watched
that.
Show.
Yeah. He's 54 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Peter, Bjorn, and John on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. They are playing, of course, the Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007, which is this coming Saturday.
It is.
Matter of fact, we're giving away pit tickets, and you're listening for the song Story of My Life by Social D. Story of My Life. How does that... I can't remember how that goes, Mike. How does that go?
Story of my life.
Yeah, that's it. Something
except like better. That. Except way better than
right.
that.
Way better than that.
That could be coming up at any time when you hear it be caller 20. Win those tickets in the pit and the VIP party passes. Plus, Kevin, what's the difference between an emo kid and a dead baby?
Emo kid and a dead baby.
Well, the baby doesn't cry. So we have emo jokes coming up in about 15 minutes. We're going to be looking for your favorite emo jokes coming up. Okay, first, though, here's a piece of tape that's on YouTube and going around the net right now that really is worth it. Most of the stuff that's out there that people are sharing, not worth it. This one really is great because it's an actual 911 call from a police officer. Now, what's his story, Kevin? What's the background on this
dude? Well, the guy took a pot into evidence and then went out to his car and got it and brought it in and made brownies for he and his wife.
Oops.
And originally, he told the police his wife did it. His wife went out and got it and put it in the brownies. And then he finally admitted he's the one that did
it.
So he stole and then he lied.
Yes.
That's the cop we're talking about here?
He stole it. He took the marijuana out. He made brownies. He ate them. And then he called 911 thinking that he and his wife were not dying, but dead.
Awesome.
And the 911 call is actually on YouTube, and you can hear this guy. Again, a cop.
Cameron Heights emergency.
Yeah, can you please send rescue? I think I'm having an overdose at his school with my wife.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. But I don't know if it had something in it.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 29 years old, and my wife is... 26. Please come.
26?
Yes, please.
Now he keeps begging as if she's going to go... I don't know. It doesn't sound serious enough.
Yeah.
You got to give me some more information. What they do, I think, is they send somebody immediately, and then they try to find out as much
information.
But this guy does, and he should know that of all people, right? He's a cop.
Yeah.
But,
by the way, he's a cop, doesn't even know how old he is. I mean, that's what's weird.
Well, he's clearly hallucinating almost to the point of thinking that he's dead.
Have you guys been drinking also?
No, that's it.
No, and is there any weapons in the house?
No.
Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead.
I think we're dead.
Lisa, you have some sympathy?
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
You've been
this
there?
Poor guy. But I thought I was going to die.
Right. You thought you were going to die. This guy thinks he's dead. And he's still on the phone.
Well, he had more brownie than I did.
Why is heaven so much like real life then? If he thinks he's dead, he's got to look around and go, wow, I'm dead, but I live in the same house.
I really do.
Okay, how much did you put in the brownies?
I don't know.
Was it a bag? Who made the brownies?
My wife and I did.
Okay, so that's his first lie to her. My wife and I made them, although they didn't.
Get her.
She's laying right down in front of me. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Okay, well, I'm on the phone with you, and do you know how much of it you bought and put in the brownies?
It's probably like a quarter ounce total.
A quarter ounce total into the brownies? Did you guys eat all the brownies?
I don't know. I probably had like a small chunk. Please come. What time is it?
It's 9:37. When did you guys last eat the brownies?
Probably like an hour and a half ago. Are you coming?
Yeah, they're on the way. They've been in the mall for 2 minutes. It's now 9:38.
Okay.
Maybe you can't understand her because she's like, they're on the way for 2 minutes.
Every time he says, please come, it'd be nice if she said, they're on their way. Just once to reassure him. Right. I think she's being
She did,
difficult.
Though.
Well,
she did
finally,
say that, but still
he said it like five times.
Not convinced.
Do you have any dogs, cats?
I'll put them away for you.
Okay, is the front door open?
Yeah, the front door's open. Come here.
Porch light on?
Pardon?
Is the porch light on?
Yes, the porch light is on.
What type bulb does it have in the... What type bulb?
Are there any weapons in the house?
You already asked me that.
And what'd you say?
No, there is.
Where is it?
It's in my closet.
It's in his closet. So first he said no.
No.
And then she asked again, he said no, but yes, it's in the closet.
I don't know much about the 911 operators, but are they supposed to keep them on the line and keep them talking? Just wasting time here until the guys get there?
I don't think she's toying with them. On. Yeah, I think that's the plan, is that she's supposed to keep them engaged somehow so she can hear everything.
Is that in the back bedroom?
Yeah, in the front bedroom.
In the front bedroom?
Yeah.
Do you guys do this on a regular basis?
No, this is the first time that we've ever done it.
And you've never done marijuana before?
Yeah, I have.
You have, and you've never had this reaction to it before?
No, ever.
I like that he changes the story every time she asks a question. we've never done it before. Yeah, that's the first time. No, but I've done it before.
What's this going on the Red Wings game?
Okay, now this is weird.
What did he say?
He asks the 911 operator, what is the score of the Red Wings game? Because
he's in Dearborn, Michigan.
I think he's trying to figure out if he's hallucinating or if he's really on the phone with her. I guess he's watching the game.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I mean, why would he ask her that?
Because he's been on the phone with this woman, it took him away from his hockey game that he's deeply invested in as a Red Wings fan. That's what I just assumed.
What's the score in the Red Wings game?
What?
What's the score in the Red Wings game?
I've got no clue. I don't watch the Red Wings.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure this isn't some type of, like, hallucination that I'm having.
Why? What's the score say?
3-3.
What channel is it on?
Channel 2.
Has it been a good game?
It's 2-2.
Huh?
It's 2-2.
Okay. Your police tell your officers they just passed me.
Okay, they just passed you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll let them know, okay? Go outside and flag them down, okay?
Okay, my mother-in-law just got here, too.
Okay.
Oh, he called everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye.
He called everyone.
By the way, is it your mother-in-law that you want showing up when you're on the phone and your wife is on the floor and you think you're dying from an overdose of pot? Your mother-in-law is who you want to show up?
Not really. Not so much.
That's a score of the Red Wings game. I think I'm having
an
hallucination.
The thing about the article, I thought last night's Red Wings score was a hallucination too, by the way. The thing about it that I think is really weird, and maybe you saw more in this article than I did, is it doesn't sound like they're pressing charges against this guy.
It
sounds like he's getting off.
They're not pressing charges at all.
Really?
He stole evidence and then called 911, lied about it, and nothing's going to happen to him.
He apparently resigned last year from the department. And the police department said, we're not going to do it. Sorry.
Okay, that makes sense.
He's already out. He's still an officer.
Well, no, he's not an officer, but don't you think, I don't know.
I don't know. It seems like more trouble than it's worth.
He probably got more from his mother-in-law than he could ever get from the police department.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Social D on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Congratulations, Stephanie Owens from Whittier.
Oh, man, I'm getting this cheddar. Oh, no, that's... Man. That's Terrell Owens. This is Stephanie Owens. No relation at all.
Completely different person.
She won tickets in the pit and also VIP party passes for this Saturday's K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2007. By the way, speaking of Social D, we've been lucky enough to see them a few times. They're one of those bands that comes out and you go, oh, I really like those guys. And then they do a song and you go, that's a great song. And then they do another song and you go, I love that song. And then they do, and it just goes on and on. You forget how many amazing songs that band has and how great they are live until you get the opportunity to see them in person.
Stephanie Owens, we'll see them. Congratulations. And they're going to be playing Saturday along with Linkin Park and The Killers and Korn and Interpol and Bad Religion, Queens of the Stone Age, a whole lot more. And your tickets are coming up. You need to listen for An Honest Mistake by The Bravery. When you hear that, be caller 20. You'll get tickets in the pit and VIP party passes.
A few days ago, we got on the topic of the emo kids. There was a Fox News story about the very disturbing trend that we, frankly, are against. And I think we were very outspoken about saying, don't go out and beat up emo kids, videotape it, put it up on the internet, and then send us the link where we can see it. That would be wrong, and we do not encourage you to do that. If you're a part of a video like this,
emo, get him.
We don't want to have anything to do with it. And then somehow we got on the topic of the emo jokes that are going around. And there are a lot of them, and they're great. And we need to bring them to you on the air. We need to have you call and share emo jokes because nothing's funnier than an emo kid. And as Lisa points out, they're already sad. Why do you have to make them sadder?
Do you have that clip of the girl that's talking about the birds? Because that was a perfect example from that news piece.
Everything is falling apart, and, like, birds are dying. I mean, birds are dying, and it's like hard, you know, to like wake up every day and know that like there are bad things happening, and this bird was just like a symbol of that.
Yeah,
right.
So why would anyone want to joke around about a poor emo kid like that? But then, you know, people started writing us, you know, how many emo kids does it take to screw in a light bulb? You know, F them, just let them cry in the dark. I saw that one. And by the way, speaking of how many emo kids does it take to screw in a light bulb, the alternate version is you need three, one to replace it and two to write a poem about how much they miss the old one. So there's a lot of different ways you can go with the emo kids. How do you get an emo kid out of a tree? You cut the rope. That's a good one. Why do emo kids wear white belts? Because they suck at karate. So these are the types of things that we're going to be looking for. We're not giving away weenie tickets right now. We're going to clear the lines and open them up for you. If you've got some weenie, emo jokes, we want to hear from you. 1-800-520-1067. And hopefully we can make some little emo kids cry this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
What's the difference between regular grass and emo grass? Emo grass cuts itself. You know,
exactly.
That kind of stuff. So 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your jokes next. We have topics that we do on the air, like why are people beating up emos? And it inspires other topics, like emo jokes. And we started receiving them in the email, and they're so funny.
They are great. I've never heard any of these before.
We have to get some of them on the air. That's all.
What's really funny is that, especially me, Bean, I hate jokes.
Yeah, you don't like them.
I really do. I wish there weren't jokes. I wish jokes would go away forever, for all people, always.
Bean hates anything fun.
Yeah.
Yet emo jokes actually kind of crack me up. I got to be honest. So 1-800-520-1067. What's your best emo joke? Let's start with Earl in Redondo Beach. We'll just take as many calls as we can in the time we have. So just go fast. Earl, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thanks. What's your emo joke?
Morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
What's your emo joke?
What's red and yellow and looks good on emo kids?
Red and yellow looks good on emo kids. I
don't know.
Fire.
Oh, God.
See, now that's what I'm talking about. That's a great emo joke.
Thank you. Let's go to Russell in San Gabriel. Good morning, Russell.
What's going on, Kevin and Bean? What's up, Lisa May?
Hey, Russell.
Emo jokes, go.
What gives an emo guy blue balls worse than their pants? Heterosexual men.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the call.
That's just acceptable, barely.
It's no, how do you know an emo kid has been in your bathtub? The body is still there. It's no that. I mean, that's... That's really more the kind of emo joke we're looking for.
1-800-520-1067. Let's say good morning to Sean in Monrovia. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Lisa May.
Hey, Sean.
Hey.
Emo joke.
Yeah, I have a emo boy in my family tree. He's been hanging there for years.
Oh.
See because.
Yeah.
Got it.
See the twist that took?
Uh-huh.
Steve in Highland. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Bean. Good morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Steve.
What's your emo joke?
Hey, mine is, how does an emo put on, why does an emo wear his girlfriend's pants?
It was well delivered, but what's the punchline?
It's the only way he'll ever get in them.
Oh, I gotcha.
See, Lisa, because he doesn't have skills.
Right.
Oh, never mind.
Right. Then how does he have a girlfriend? I don't know.
Laurel in Newport Beach, hello.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Laurel.
Emo jokes, what do you got?
Okay, why do emo kids wear their pants so tight?
Why do they wear their pants so tight? I give up.
Do you pump all their heart or blood to their tiny little hearts?
Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's acceptable. Thank you. Let's go to David in Santa Monica, 1-800-520-1067. Emo jokes. David, what do you got?
How do you keep an emo kid from drowning?
How do you keep an emo kid from drowning? I don't know.
Take your foot off his head.
That's a good one.
That's terrible. That's an awful joke.
That's a good one.
That's not even funny.
So don't do that.
Take your foot off his neck. All right. Nick in Simi Valley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Emo joke. What do you got?
Why do emo kids wear hair over their face?
Oh, good question. I've always wanted to know why.
To hide their black eyes.
That's good.
I wonder if he saw Spider-Man and the emo look that he had going.
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man had
what's
the eyeliner.
Emo Spider-Man, exactly.
And he pulled the hair down over his eyes. I was like, what? Spider-Man's gone emo? Are you kidding
me? He has. He's got the black costume, the whole deal. You're absolutely right. He's listening to My Chemical Romance albums.
Jamie in Irvine, good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Why did the emo kid cross the road?
Why did the emo kid cross the road? Right. I give up.
To get run over.
Okay. Maybe we'll end there.
You're going to end on that one?
The drowning might have been our peak.
Yeah, I'm worried that we're going downhill fast.
Dude,
I'm worried it'll get worse if we take Joe's
call. We can't end on why did emo cross the road. Joe?
Yes.
Give me a good emo joke so we can get out.
What would you call the Flintstones if they were emo?
What would you call the Flintstones if they were emo? I give up.
All right, what?
Pussies.
I don't get it.
What is it?
Because pussies. Because anybody who would be emo, you would go ahead and just call them that.
I didn't even hear that word.
I thought he said posties.
All right, let's try. I did too. Let's try Jake in Redondo Beach. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, the emo kid came home from school and told his dad he lost his virginity. His dad said, well, son, you have any questions? He said, yeah, I got one. When's my butt going to quit hurting?
Aww.
Okay. All right, just
let's try one more.
We got to go out on an up note.
This is going to be a good one.
You think Jeff and looking into Gail, you feel good about him?
I do, yes.
All right, Jeff.
Go ahead.
Hi, what do you have when you have an emo kid buried up to his neck in cement?
What do you have when you have an emo kid buried up to his neck in cement?
Mm-hmm.
I give up.
What?
Not enough cement.
Okay, all right. All right, there you go. That's
not enough cement.
We're sorry, emo kids.
Don't
cut yourself.
No.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
You gotta wonder if there were no cameras, if he would have had to go to the top of the Eiffel, of the, wherever, the tower to get, you know.
Oh, that man. Was A Moment with man. Kevin. I
forgot how good that was.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Times. Yeah.
It's 7:55. Tim Armstrong, you know him, you love him from The Transplants, from Rancid, of course, going way back to Operation Ivy. He's here, and we'll talk to him coming up after the news at 8. Of course, he's also playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2007 this Saturday. We'll talk about that, too. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. Good morning, Ralph.
More troubles for Lindsay Lohan. A paparazzo is suing Lindsay and her mom for allegedly hitting him with their car in the West Village in New York City. Photographer Giovanni Arnold claims he sustained severe and permanent personal injuries when he alleges he was struck by the BMW owned by Lindsay's mom, driven by Lindsay on March 13th. He says he had injuries to both knees and is still getting medical treatment, and he is seeking unspecified monetary damages for his pain, suffering, and lost wages.
It's hard to believe any of these guys.
Is this the guy that laid down essentially in front of her car and then she ran over him?
Well, no. He claims that she was in front of the car taking photographs. Lindsay put the car into reverse and then into drive, moving forward, throwing him onto the hood and then to the ground.
Hey, paparazzi guys, get out of the way of the car.
Oh, sure. Well, there's that.
Don't stand in front of the car and try to take pictures.
Damn.
Get out of the freaking way.
Why didn't we think of that? What do you think about not surrounding the cars like we're freaking zombies in Night of the Dead, pawing at their windows, and just get out of the way?
I'm so tired of these guys crying about the fact they get hit by cars when they're standing in front of them as these people try to pull away from their parking spots.
I don't know this particular case specifically, but it does seem like they're goading them every opportunity they get. They try desperately to get those celebrities to do anything wrong.
What kind of lens do you have on your camera when you have to be 4 inches away from the subject before you can take the photo? Get a longer lens.
Point.
Stand
great point.
On the sidewalk, people.
You have to be inside the car to actually get a good photo.
I saw Christina Aguilera try to take her mom out for Mother's Day the other day, and the poor mom almost got knocked down by the paparazzi because they were surrounding them so hard while they were trying to walk to and from the car. It was just, it's absurd.
Yeah.
I don't like, I hate those guys.
I don't like them. That's just me.
Not a big fan myself.
Congratulations to Thomas Hayden Church. He, of course, Sandman in the Spider-Man movie.
Yes!
He is going to marry his girlfriend of 5 years, according to Star Magazine. Her name is Mia Zatoli, and she's an ex-porn star.
Oh, is she really?
Go Thomas. Okay, it's your birthday. No. Go churchy. The couple has a daughter together, so they've been together for some time and have a stable relationship, and they're probably going to...
He's great as the Sandman.
He is awesome in that film. I wish he was in it more. I wish we had less whiny Topher Grace and whiny... Kirsten Dunst and whiny, oh, my dad's the Green Goblin and he's dead.
And whiny Spider-Man. Yeah.
And more, more Sandman just kicking Major Sand ass. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And Nicole Smith's will, we finally got a glimpse at it yesterday, shows that she left only $710,000 in assets behind when she left this plane to move on to the next. Howard K. Stern is the executor of the will. But aside from the house that she owned, her personal property was only valued at just $10,000. So not a lot of money left behind by Anna.
That was all $10,000 worth of Xanax. That's all that was. No cash.
It was pallets and pallets of trim spa in the garage. That's about it.
Hey, let's remember she had to talk a friend of hers into buying a house so she'd have someplace to live when she was in the Bahamas. She couldn't even afford that.
Yeah. Can you imagine Stern's face when they said that? Yeah, we looked at the will. It's $710,000.
What?
Yeah.
I spent all that time with her for that?
Dude, he spent all that time for hopefully the windfall of money that's coming from Oldie Oldster.
Yeah, I know.
Still held up in the courts, but...
Still have to wait and see. You know, that's all. Of course, this will be moot if she gets any part of that $1.6 billion estate that was left behind by her late husband. So there still may be a payday for everyone involved.
No one's alive. Nobody is alive from that whole case.
That's true.
The dude died. His son that was fighting her died. Yeah. She died.
And her son died.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Only Stern is like the cockroach at the end of the nuclear holocaust. He's just come scurrying out from the wreckage.
And they're guessing between $80 and $400 million.
Yeah. If it happens, it
will.
Bastard. I don't know if you caught Letterman last night, but a very entertaining top 10 list. They had Masioka on there.
Hey!
Plays Hero.
Oh, right.
From the TV show Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave was very funny. You know how Dave likes to play? He's never heard of or seen of anything.
Heard or seen any show, movie.
So, like, this Heroes, it's what? It's about... But people flying around, what's it about? So they had him out talking about the top 10 list, and the feature, the topic of the top 10 list was the top 10 surprises in the season finale of Heroes, which of course comes up on this Monday night. I can't wait. Here's just a few highlights.
Number 9.
Show's slogan changed to save the cheerleader, save the world. Save 15% on your car insurance by switching Geico.
Number 6.
Devote entire show to figuring out what the hell is happening on Lost.
Number 3.
I beat the crap out of Spider-Man.
Yeah, there you go. And the number one surprise in the Heroes season finale.
I used my teleporting powers to bust Paris Hilton out of the slab.
Yes.
Finally. Yeah. Heroes take a little shot at Lost there.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet. Today's celebrity birthday is Tori Spelling. You know her. You love her. Well, you know her.
You know her.
She's 34 years old today. She's got a giant crevice between her boobs. Yes, she does, Psycho Mike. David Boreanaz. He was, of course, Angel on Buffy. He currently stars in Bones. Philadelphia boy, by the way.
Yeah,
his,
don't care.
His dad was, still is, a very popular weatherman on the local news in Philadelphia.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. 36 years old today.
Another guy who liked Philadelphia so much, he moved away from it as soon as he could, just like Ralph.
Stop it!
I'm just saying.
Well, you know, there's not a big TV and movie industry in Philadelphia, so if you want to be an actor, you really just have to get out of town.
You know why?
Interesting that David Boreanaz's dad was able to find a job.
Well, if you want to be a weatherman, I'm not sure David Boreanaz wanted to continue in the weatherman tradition. Tracy Gold from Growing Pains is 38 years old today. Janet Jackson turns 41. Looks pretty good for 41, by the way.
She does.
Boyd Tinsley, you know him as the violinist from the Dave Matthews Band. He's 43.
Deborah Winger. Big, big movie star back in the day with Officer and Gentleman and Terms of Endearment, Urban Cowboy. Psycho Mike thinks she was in Footloose. She's 52 years old today. And Pierce Brosnan, of course, was James Bond for many years. 54. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, it's Tim Armstrong. I'll be at the K-Rocks We Will See Fiesta. Tim Armstrong.
Hey, Tim Armstrong on the world-famous K-Rock with Kevin and Bean. Good morning.
Yeah, man. Good morning, you guys.
Wow,
it's early. Good morning, good morning.
It's way too goddamn early. You're right about that, man. We say that every morning about this time.
That's a cool promo, man. That promo was cool, man. Yep. That was like 20 years of me, man.
We were just talking when you came in. This is your fourth time playing the K-Rock Weenie Rose.
That's right. Not only four times, but it's with three different bands, man. I don't know if anybody's done that.
You
we should
be
check the
only
books.
One.
I wonder.
I don't think anybody's played with.
Do you guys keep stats? Do you guys keep? Is it like basketball where you keep like?
You know, really? I don't think we do because you're the only one. I think. I mean, you would be
you're
the only
class
person
by yourself
in that category.
Probably Foo Fighters have played it a few times. Huh?
Yeah, but not in different bands.
Green Day. That's true.
I don't think you know.
So you would have played probably twice with Rancid, I would imagine.
I think it was once with Rancid.
Okay, what else?
With Transplants.
Right. And then, twice with Transplants.
And then me and my solo thing. But you know. One of the Transplants, Rancid, jumped on stage with us.
That's right.
And Pink. Well, and Pink. That was
Pink,
cool.
That's right.
It got wild up
Yeah,
there.
That was cool.
Now, we got so much stuff because you're a guy who's so busy all the time with so many different things. We have to get some basic stuff out of the way. First of all, this solo record that we'll be talking about, it doesn't mean an end to Rancid, right? This is a side thing for you, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a side thing I did with a band called the Agolites, who are on my record label, Hellcat.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had Hellcat around now for 10 years now, too. That's been 10 years.
Wow.
Time marches on.
And that's doing good, right? Now, we got Tiger Army now up here on K-Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're playing the Weenie Roast as well. Yeah.
And they'll be here tomorrow, Tim. Yeah. Tiger Army's coming in tomorrow.
I just had dinner with Nick last night, and he's excited about coming down.
You want to come in tomorrow as well at 8?
No. I think Nick can cover that one.
Tim, what the song we just played, which is one of the most popular new songs here on K-Rock, Into Action.
Yeah,
into that
action.
Is you and who? Who's the checky?
Well, that's me, and the Agolites is the band, and then that's Sky Sweetnam.
Sweetnam. I know her, yeah. She's got a solo artist, too.
She's a solo artist, and actually it's an interesting story because the whole record was recorded in two days, right? Except that track was actually recorded for her solo record.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, but she got dropped from Capitol.
No kidding.
Yeah, man. So I was like, "Yo, Sky, man, what are we gonna do with this track? It's hot, man." And she's like, "You could put it on your record.
Put it on yours."
Yeah, we did. I dropped my verse on it. So
she had, that was a solo. She was singing that by herself.
Yeah.
And then you added yourself to it.
I see.
That's right. And it wasn't, and it was just like, it was a track I didn't even think was barely going to make the record.
Right.
And then Lisa heard it.
Music director here at K-Rock.
Lisa Warden.
Loved it.
And she was the one who kind of just like, she said, "What about this track?" I didn't even play it for her initially.
Really?
Yeah, she kind of discovered it.
Because that's the one that I listened to your CD yesterday. That's the one that jumped out at me, too, is just being, wow, that's
right.
Really
well,
great.
Well, you guys are a radio guy. You know, she's a radio. You guys got, you know, I don't think that way, man. I just make songs.
Right, right.
And I don't really think about if it's going to be on the radio.
We were trying to guess who she was. We couldn't figure out by the sound of her voice.
Yeah,
we couldn't
Sky,
figure out who it was.
Man. She's cool. Like, super talented. And it was heartbreaking. 70s, like, we see, like, the class of 79, you know what I mean? Like, not, like, 77, but more like Ian Dury. Or like the Stiff Records, or like Elvis Costello, or even Deborah Harry and Blondie, you know. So it's like
good
that
times.
Sound. It's like new wave, but hard hitting, like rock and roll, you know.
But Tim Armstrong here at K-Rock, and we're talking about his solo album that's going to be coming out. And you kind of led us into this. Record business is a tough business to be in right now. And a talented artist like your friend Sky, who gets dropped, has to do what you do, which is to go, what's an alternate way to make this record happen or to get the music in front of the fans? And that's kind of what you're doing with your solo record.
Yeah, well, I own my own label, Hellcat, you know, so I do it myself. Well, I mean, with the help of Brett Gurewitz and Epitaph Records.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Brett both own Hellcat. And, you know, no one tells me what to do. You know what I mean?
That's excellent.
I know. I'm very lucky, man. And Gurwitz, you know, he'll give me advice. You know, he's like my dad. But, you know, he's very respectful, man. You know, and I'm very lucky.
Tell us about A Poet's Life. And this has been, you've been releasing this online.
Yeah, giving a whole record away for free. It drops May 22nd, but by the time it'll be available in the stores, which is a week from Tuesday.
A week from Tuesday, yes.
The whole record's already out. It'll be, everybody can get it for free. So I want to give it away. I want to give it back. People who supported me when we just heard that promo, I mean, Operation Ivy was 1987.
Wow.
So that was 20 years ago. So I've been doing this for a long time. I got people who've been backing me for so long. I just want to give them back something for free. Give them, I don't, you know what I mean? My main band is Rancid, right? That's my crew. But I thought I'd give a, I've had a solo record because it was so fun to make. I would just give it away for free.
Now, does the record company come to you and say, I heard a rumor you were talking about giving it away for free?
Well, I'm the record company.
How about not doing that? No, I know. But did anyone say
did
that?
Did you call yourself?
No, because what happened was I just started giving it to the kid who does the internet at Epitaph, Matt. He does the web, he gets the songs on it. I was just handing him tracks. I wasn't even telling Brett Gurwitz really what was going on. Yeah.
That's funny.
I was just kind of like, the record wasn't quite finished, and I was, it ended up on the internet. It was just, I was winging it.
It's kind of the opposite of the way everybody usually does it, which is tight, tight, tight control, try not to leak.
Completely opposite.
Yeah.
And it was just having fun, because, and doing what I want to do.
I got the CD, they gave it to me yesterday, and it also includes all 10 DVD songs, videos.
Yeah, we did a DVD that's right next to the CD with 10 videos. The whole record, we did a video for every.
Wow. And you spent no more than $20 on each video, from what I understand.
I'd say, I'd always tell people that video costs six, and they go, 60 grand? I go, no, six. They go, $6,000? I go, no, $6 for the DVD tape, man. It was just me and my homegirl, Rachel Tejada, man. She's my best friend. And we took the camera on tour. So a lot of the times, I mean, we make it real high contrast and, like, hard looking, but we would just be me and her with my iPod, man, you know, hiding the little thing that comes out of my ear, and just me and her, man. We'd be in Vegas. We'd be in London.
Mm-hmm.
Where were we? Tokyo?
Just Seattle. Shooting it on the fly.
Yeah, wherever we were, we were just like, yo, this looks cool. Let's shoot a video. So I have my iPod with my record in it, and we were on tour with Rancid for 7 months, so... It's awesome.
Now, did you say a minute ago that you completed this whole CD in, did you say,
days? The whole record except Sky's record was recorded in 2 days. The basics with the Agrolites.
Right.
Basically, we did the thing in 2 days, live, mono. The whole record's mono.
Really?
Yeah. Except Sky's track.
Now, does stereo cost more, Tim? Is that what's going on here?
It's just old sound. People are like, man, how do you get that old sound? I'm like,
mono.
I don't know how I do it, man. I'm pretty smart, man.
You should only put it out on a 78 RPM.
Yeah, exactly.
Tim, we talked to Linkin Park yesterday, and it took them a year and a half, and they wrote 150 songs, and they were like throwing songs out like crazy. And your style is so different than that. You just go, let's just wing it and see what we come up with. And, hey, let's shoot a video right now.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds cool. That's
It's way, way cool, man. And it's super fun.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. I shouldn't, I guess it's fun making records, man. You know what I mean?
It should be, yeah.
It should be, exactly. All right, we got to take a quick break. Okay. Tim Armstrong is here, of course. As you mentioned, The Poet's Life comes out next Tuesday. You're going to be playing the Weenie Roasty Fiesta this Saturday at Verizon. We'll talk about that, talk about some other stuff on the new record and everything else that's going on in the wonderful world of Tim Armstrong right after this on the world famous K-Rock.
Only one of the biggest songs of all time here on K-Rock. That is Time Bomb Rancid. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Tim Armstrong is in the studio with us. The CD is A Poet's Life, and it comes out on CD and DVD this coming Tuesday, the 22nd.
Now, Tim, one of the things I heard is that the reason this is a solo album is that some of these songs, all of these songs on the album, are not right for Rancid. How come? What's different about them?
I mean, they probably could have been, but you know what? I honestly, when I make a record, I don't really think about... When I make a record, it's... my only concern is making, a great record.
Right.
And if I'm in a room with Rancid, then it's a Rancid record. I really, I do one record at a time. So I'm
looking forward to whoever happens to be in the room, that's who you record with?
Absolutely. Like when I wrote Lars Fredriksson's solo record with Lars, and I had some songs laying around, and he just was like, yo, with these songs, I want them to be on my record. And I go, okay. So basically every song I had went on Lars's record that I had at that time.
The most laid-back guy I've ever met.
I know.
Most laid-back guy I've ever met.
Lars Fredrickson.
Oh, no, you.
You.
Whoever. Okay. All right. That's two. All right.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, man. I mean, so that's how I do it.
You also, I read, we're talking about the next Rancid album.
Yes.
And that you were going to do that right after you got off the road from this. Because when you're touring, you feel like, what, you're stronger singing, playing than any other time? Because a lot of people will go, need a break, got to take some time off.
The best time to record a record is when your chops are up, you're singing good, you're playing guitar, you know what I mean?
But you're not exhausted to the point of needing a break? You just go right into something else?
Nah, I mean, I've been doing it so long, you know.
Yeah.
That when Rancid made our first records, like our first three records, we made three records in like 24 months. And from 93, 94, and Alkaline Woods was 95, and about... And 2 years we made those three records, and each record had 20 songs, and we were either in the studio or on tour
every second of
the pinnacle was Outcome the Wolves. That was one of my favorite records, and we were at the top of our game, man.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And we're all singing good, we're playing good. I just heard Matt Freeman on Time Bomb right there. Damn, he was playing good. And on the for real, like, you know, on the chorus, he's doing like double timing. Like, I mean, you know, we were really, because I think. You don't want to take a break, I think, sometimes, you know?
When it's going good, yeah.
Nah, man.
What do you think the Tim Armstrong of 1987 would think about the Tim Armstrong of 2007? Is this how you expected, or is this better than you could have possibly imagined where you ended up?
Well, I you know, for one thing, when in 1987, I remember me and Matt Freeman were like, you know, my uncle's from Florida, he was like, Tim, when are you gonna find your niche in life? And I was like, man, it was from my whole family. It was Christmas time.
Of course.
Like, man, you know what? If anybody in this family has found their niche, it's me, because I made a record, right? Without Poison Ivy. So what I'm trying to say is, I feel like I made it 20 years ago.
Yeah,
everything else
is just gravy.
Yeah, for real. And Matt Freeman's dream his whole life was to get a house in the Berkeley Hills, and he got it.
Like, yeah,
we never thought about being rock stars. I didn't even know what that meant. Like, me and Matt Freeman, I know Matt since I was 5 years old. You know, everything I've ever done has been with Matt, except this project. But he actually gave the bass player some tips. Some tips, but whatever. That's another story. But anyway.
Was there some point where your family finally accepted that you were on a path that you were happy with and you were successful, or did they keep bugging you?
Yeah, there was a point. I think when I didn't, like, you know, I mean, I got off drugs and alcohol, and they saw how important the music was for me, you know?
And they said that's good.
Yeah, like, that's good. Like, they understood the impact, you know, and the importance of me being an artist, I think, and
Tim,
music, you know?
My dad's still trying to get me to go back to college. He's still trying to get me to finish college to make something of myself. And I just assume that's what it's like in everybody's family. Is it doesn't matter how long you do this or how successful you are. There's going to be some people who go, but it can't be a real job because it's in the entertainment industry.
It's too fun.
Yep.
It doesn't count, right?
Exactly.
Can't be, it's a phase.
But we're lucky, right? We get to do what we love to do, man.
Sure.
We lucked out.
Now, you're playing Saturday. You're on the Bud Light Stage Dose. As we're calling it, and you're playing at 2:30 in the afternoon. You're headlining the side stage, and what can we expect? You want to give us any tips, hints?
You know, I'll be playing tracks from my solo record, A Poet's Life, with the Agarlites, who are brilliant,
right?
Reggae band, you know, so good. And then we're gonna invite some friends up.
Oh, and, that's what I love about you. There's always friends on the side.
Always friends coming up, and then we're gonna it's gonna be a party, man. So. Hope you all make it down.
I love that.
Well, I know you had Pink that one weenie roast. I'm hoping for Sanjaya this year. I mean, that really,
you never know.
Pull that off.
I can guess that one's not going to happen, though. I don't know, but I can guess it's probably not going to happen.
Tim, I suspect we're going to probably see you hanging out on Saturday because some of your oldest friends, Social Distortion, Bad Religion, bands like that, Rise Against, they're all going to be there. I mean, it's
Tiger Army.
Tiger Army, of course. Yeah, it's your band. It's another great lineup, these weenie roasts, man. Every year they come around, and every year they turn out to be like one of the most fun days. I know they are for us. I hope they are for you as well.
Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to it, man.
The Poet's Life comes out Tuesday, May 22nd. It's got 10 songs on it, 10 videos on it as well.
And then you're going to go back in for another Rancid CD.
That's right.
Fantastic.
That's right.
Good times.
Saturday at 2:30. Make sure you're there on time to see Tim and friends. And Tim, thanks for coming in. We love you.
Yeah, we love you guys too. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Kevin, you found an interesting article in the paper this week. Los Angeles, once again, not number one at something, which is pissing you off.
Very upset about this. We need to be number one in everything. We found out that we were not number one any longer with air pollution.
Right.
So
although you're back now.
Come on.
Now you're back at number one.
But
you're right. For last year, you didn't make number one, which was very depressing to you.
According to Prince Market Research, they have done a survey of 2,000 adult drivers to find out the most courteous drivers, the worst drivers, and they've ranked the cities. Like, for example, Minneapolis, Nashville, St. Louis, Seattle, and Atlanta were the cities with the most courteous drivers. Least likely to cut you off, least likely to flip you off.
Really? I wonder what that's like.
I can tell you that was a huge difference for me when I moved to Seattle 8 years ago now, was actually not being involved in any kind of gunplay when I get on the freeway. It's kind of weird.
That's bogus. Phoenix, New York, Los Angeles, and Boston were in the top five for rude driving, but no longer number one, ladies and gentlemen. Miami has been ranked as the number one.
Really?
Yes.
What's going on down there?
I say we have so many more drivers than them. How can we not be number one?
Well, we asked producer Lightning to line somebody up for us to find out what's going on down there in the Sunshine State. Anthony Montana is the spokesperson for the Dade County Auto Association, talking to us about this survey of the rudest drivers in the country. Good morning, Anthony.
Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm good. I'm a little disappointed that Miami has passed Los Angeles as the worst, angriest drivers.
I don't think that's true.
You don't think it's true?
No, I think Miami drivers are getting a bad reputation.
Yeah, the worst
it's
road...
It's unfounded.
Well,
really?
They interviewed 2,000 drivers. They say you have the worst road rage of any city.
Who did this interview?
Prince Market Research, whoever that is.
What does Prince know about it?
I don't know. I really...
Little pussy midget?
No, that's not him. Not the singer, Prince. It's a market research company.
I think we're excellent drivers down here.
Okay.
Mr. Montana, are you talking to us on a cell phone right now while you're driving?
Yes, I am. I'm driving. Okay, you got a problem with that?
No.
Well, I'm just saying maybe that contributes to maybe some of the reputation Miami has as a bad city for driving if you're actually talking to us on a cell phone now.
It's Montana, by the way, right?
Oh, Montana. Okay, sorry.
I'm sorry, yes.
Hey, watch it, will you?
Someone cutting you off?
Yeah, listen to me.
Okay.
First, you get the cars.
Okay.
Then you get the traffic.
Right.
Then you get the road rage.
Right.
And then you get the coke.
The coke.
Coca, yes.
I see.
When you're on coke, everybody makes you angry.
Oh, I see. So maybe that's why there's more coke.
Too much coke in Miami.
In Miami. Oh, that makes sense.
That's what the problem is.
And then people get angry when they're driving. That makes sense.
And the people drive the big cars, they try to cut me off in my car.
Mm-hmm.
I drive a Mini Cooper.
Right.
I wouldn't have expected that. Little car.
Now,
this is not a big car.
No.
This is not a car of voluminous size.
So it's a smaller car is what you would say.
I'm saying this is a car that you could call petite.
I see.
Okay. It's a Mini Cooper, right?
It's not a huge vehicle.
Does it take up a lot of space?
This does not have a lot of mass.
Okay.
Or volume.
But size-wise, though, how would you describe it? As being big or small?
Not big.
Not big.
Not big. Okay.
On the small side.
So it's a little car.
I call it skimpy.
Okay. So the big drivers cut you off, and is that okay?
No, it's not okay.
All right.
Makes me furious. Then maybe we do have road rage.
Maybe you do. See, that's what I'm saying.
That's the thing.
Right
now
I'm feeling it.
Yeah?
Stop it! God damn, what's wrong with you?
Mr. Montana, let me ask you this, because it says in this survey that honking the horn...
Hold on, I gotta get this guy. Hold on.
What is he doing?
You hear what's about me?
Listen, don't...
Come
careful.
And get me.
Not while you're out...
Come and get me.
Oh, jeez.
Take it. Come on. Nothing can stop Tony Montana.
You can't just shoot people.
Nothing can stop my Mini Cooper.
I'm not sure I was worried about honking the horn and making obscene gestures. He's actually out there with a machine gun.
A poor guy put a scratch on my car.
He did that, and that's what you gave him in return?
I don't like to have a scar face on my car. You see?
I do see. Yes.
Small cars, Mini Cooper.
Right.
Did I mention it's not big?
You said that, yeah.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Oh, here we go
Tony,
again.
Don't. Who are you shooting at?
I'm just signaling for a turn.
We have more tickets for you for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007. We got a guy on hold who seems to be upset. He's been calling for a long time.
I made an ass of myself.
Sir, you have to listen.
Trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time.
Right. An honest
when
mistake.
When the time comes for me to make the phone call,
by the brain,
I stop whatever I'm doing,
sir,
and I go when I make that phone call.
A lot of people.
I want you to know something, okay?
Right.
I'm leaving this message with you to tell you, you have insulted me for the last time.
A lot of people
call
for
the brains,
the tickets,
or the decency. As a human being,
no, they're just,
you
they're
have
just
humiliated
tickets.
Me for the last time.
It's just
time
a concert.
Phone.
Sir, it's just
you've made me feel like and you've made me feel like a fool over and over and over again.
Then don't call.
And this crap you pull on me.
All right,
with
listen.
This goddamn phone situation, you are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
Oh, all right. Seems harsh, but all right.
An honest mistake by the bravery, sir. That's what you listen for. Be caller 20 when you hear it. It could play at any time on K-Rock, and you're in the pit. Plus, you get the VIP party passes. That's coming up. It's 8:55. Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat for Wednesday. What's going on?
I think that listener caught wind of Bean's Tiger game for tomorrow. That's why he's so furious.
It's going to be a hot game.
It's going to make him feel like an ass.
That's the worst idea ever.
It's going to be that horrible segment.
I'm not saying we don't have some bugs to work out before it gets on the air tomorrow, but it's going to be strong.
You're infested. You got more bugs than a termite colony.
It's going to be Mike, back me up. The Tiger game's going to rule.
Best game ever.
We're going to have to tent this place and move out for 3 months.
Yeah, we have to drop some bug bombs in here. It's the upfronts in New York this week. That means all the major networks are trotting out their brand new TV shows, as well as letting us know which ones they have renewed for another season. Fox yesterday announced 24 is coming back for two more seasons.
Yes, he's going to have some bad days.
Oh, he's got some bad days coming up.
Whew.
That Kiefer Sutherland. Also, Mad TV's been picked up for their 13th season. And Fox also announced three new situation comedies, including Back to You, which is starring Kelsey Grammer of Cheers fame and Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond. So
that sounds funny. Out. Sounds Anchorman-esque, that show.
Apparently that's what it is. They play a pair of co-anchors on a local news station.
Kelsey's had a little success in TV.
He's done all right for himself.
A little bit.
TV comedy.
I know they don't like to leave money on the table, so they wait until the ratings tank before any show ever gets pulled off the schedule. But wouldn't it be great if they took a show like 24, for instance, and said, man, this was a great idea, and we've gotten some good seasons, but let's go ahead and end it on a strong note, rather than continue to put it on and water it down year after year after year.
It's a great show. I still love it.
I'm just saying.
Can't wait.
I'm just saying, but how many times can you explore that format and make it work?
Still doing it quite well. Do you watch it?
I don't, because it got too repetitive and too boring.
Bitch.
Because how many times can you see a shady government official betray his country again?
Zip it, bitch.
Are you Dr. Evil?
I don't know.
Zip it.
You're doing this? Talking a lot? I want you to talk less. It's a great show.
Yeah, some shows I do think outlive their...
But not 24.
No.
Lost.
I don't think Lost needs two more seasons.
Not Lost either.
Example.
Lost is getting better and better each week. It's better each week.
Also going to be on Fox is the Terminator-themed sci-fi drama called the Sarah Connor Chronicles, based on that character from the Terminator movies. CBS has announced that they are renewing Shark. Thank
Great
God.
Show.
Love that show. You know who's really good on that show is my buddy Henry Simmons from NYPD Blue. The big,
who's that?
The big black fella who plays his
investigator.
Yeah,
yeah. Right? Sweating the oldies.
What's that?
Sweating the oldies.
That's
guy,
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons, yeah. Very different.
He's a different person.
He's real
from the band Kiss,
Shark.
The guy who's got the A&E
Gene
reality
Simmons.
Show.
That's a different guy altogether.
Oh, Simmons.
God.
Stop it.
Criminal Minds is also coming back for CBS, as is Ghost Whisperer, Numbers, and The Unit.
A great show. Another great show that I watch every week.
Sounds like a gay porn title, though. Come on, Kevin. You got to admit it.
How I Met Your Mother, Rules of Engagement, and The New Adventures of Old Christine also coming back. Lisa loves that old Christine.
I do. It's a great show.
It is.
She has new adventures, though, Ralph.
I just said, Lisa's got to stop talking about that goddamn new adventures of old mom in new jeans.
What?
Who said that? Alex? Is that the producer Alex in the other room? I think she may have that title wrong.
Maybe a bit.
The class.
What about. I'm sorry.
Go now.
I was just wanted to mention, what about According to Jim finally getting the hook after 28 seasons on ABC? What about that finally going away, thank God?
I'm much more thrilled with the fact that King of Queens is gone. That's much more thrilling to me.
That was inexplicably popular.
The Class from CBS is disappearing. Class dismissed, I say.
Oh, my God!
Thank you. Good night.
Oh, that's tight.
How do you do it?
I'll sign photos
afterwards. Kind of talent must be a blessing and a curse.
It is. It's a burden.
You're making fun of my Tiger game when you're pulling that out.
Close to Home is going to disappear.
What? I've never heard of that show.
And sorry, Dave, King of Mexico, at Jericho. Also.
Oh, now that is sad, I guess. I
mean, where's the love?
I can't see why people just couldn't get behind a story about nuclear fallout. Because that's a good time.
Entire world destroyed except for one little city.
Sitting in front of the TV watching that for an hour. That's uplifting television. That's good times in front of the TV right there.
Hey, your favorite show on the air right now is very close to nuclear fallout, Ralph.
Yeah,
let's not forget
very
that.
Very close. But they didn't, did they? Have they? Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Good one.
You'll see.
But they fly.
You'll see.
They do fly.
Famous tigers.
It's going to be good. It's going to be a hot game.
I think it's hot.
I don't see it happening.
Kim Kardashian's got some troubles. Not only has her X-rated romp with her boyfriend Ray J now hit the video, but she may be losing two potential gigs. Apparently she was in talks to do a reality show for the E! Network. And was also up for a correspondence job on Extra, but both gigs may be in peril due to her pornographic popularity.
What?
Seems like the widespread distribution of her porn tape is affecting some of these shows that consider themselves family-friendly, like Extra and E!, so she may be suffering.
Guys, everyone on your channel has sex. She just happened to have rolled tape on it. That doesn't make her any better or worse. I mean,
makes
if she's
her better
for the job, hire her. So I'm that's absurd to hold that against her.
I hear you.
Get a bonus.
For it. And a boner.
Pay her more.
Arizona Sheriff Joe Arapaio.
Love that guy.
Has volunteered to help us here in California deal with the Paris Hilton situation. He's afraid that Paris may be, her stay at jail may be shortened due to overcrowding. So he said to make sure she spends her full 45 days, he's welcoming her to spend time in his tent jail city that he has
Sweet.
Out in the desert in Arizona, where all the guys wear pink and do hard labor in the hot sun all day long.
Took TVs away. His theory is that they're getting way too soft in prisons. So he wants to make sure that he makes it hard for
them. He wants them harder in prison.
Well, he says that it's not that bad. Some people have it better inside than they do outside. So what's the incentive to stay out of jail? If you're getting, you know, TV and, you know, three hots and a cot, why not make them miserable so that they never want to come back?
Three Hots and a Cot, that's a porn movie, too.
Yes, it is.
That was a gay porn movie.
I think it's hot. It's hot. It's right. hot. It's yeah. tight.
Right.
It's a hit, man, and I like it. I'm going to go get it. That's a keeper right there.
Okay. Hot and tight. It's a lot of gay innuendo flying around here today.
And I don't like it.
And, you know, Heroes is better than Lost, right? You recognize that?
It's different. It's really good.
Yeah.
I still love Lost.
Last night on
That's
David.
What's different about it. It's really good.
Last night on David Letterman, Hero himself showed up.
Hey!
Masioka came by to do the top 10 list, and I thought it was very funny. The subject was the top 10 surprises in the season finale of Heroes, and here's a few highlights.
Number 9.
Show's slogan changed to save the cheerleader, save the world. Save 15% on your car insurance by switching to Geico.
Number 6.
Devote entire show to figuring out what the hell is happening on Lost.
Bam! Bam! Number 3.
I beat the crap out of Spider-Man.
Yeah, there you go. And the number one surprise in the Heroes season finale.
I used my teleporting powers to bust Paris Hilton out of the slab.
So sweet.
You know, John Locke got shot in the stomach.
Yeah.
Right.
Is he still walking without his wheelchair?
I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah. By the way, a little,
you don't deserve it.
A little flavor of Lost on Heroes this week. When smoking hot Rena Sofer got up out of her chair.
Oh yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know what that means? Her legs are working again.
Oh.
You know what that means?
No.
She can wear them for earrings again. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Got a little more feeling down there in that region.
Yes.
Below the waist.
I think we get it.
In that region.
What are you saying?
It is. I'm saying Nathan Petrelli's going to be flying and it won't be just through the air. You know what I'm saying?
It's a little bit of a shame to have Lindemann, a guy who can basically heal the paralyzed and then kill that dude. It does seem like that's the kind of skill you'd want that guy to stick around
well,
and maybe
he
do some good.
He thought of that before he started bossing people around.
Good point.
Yeah. You don't tell DL what to do or where his kid is, man. Put his head right in your skull. His hand right in your skull, rather. Today's celebrity birthday is Tori Spelling. She's 34 years old today.
Whore!
David Boreanaz from Bones. He's 36. Tracy Gold, who was one of the kids on Growing Pains, is now 38
years old.
Was
she the anorexic one, Ralph?
I believe she was the one with the eating disorder, yes. Janet Jackson turns 41 years old today. Boyd Tinsley, violinist for the Dave Matthews Band, 43. And Pierce Brosnan, James Bond for many of us, and of course Remington Steele. He's another guy I'd like to go out and have beers with, Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't get him near my wife, though.
I'd be glad to ever see her.
Yeah.
She's
got
a major thing for Pierce.
She'd leave you in a heartbeat.
Oh, kidding me? If there's another guy just named Pierce without even the Brosnan part, I think she'd leave.
You are putting quite a man posse together, by the way. I don't know what you're going to do with all these guys when you finally get them assembled in your clutches.
Can you imagine how we will roll when it's me, Pierce, and Clooney?
Okay, but why do
forget about it?
What would they, Clooney need you?
The ripples that will come out from that triumvirate will be just spectacular.
But why couldn't Clooney and Pierce go by themselves? Well, how come they need you?
Because I am the hub of the wheel.
Why are you the hub, though? Spokes.
How come Clooney's not the hub?
Because he doesn't have time to be the hub. I can plan our schedule. I can make reservations at dinner. You know, I can do all the actual hard work of the friendship.
Work.
Yeah, they just have to show up and be them.
You can do the legwork.
Oh, Kevin, I see. Do it.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I didn't get it either.
It sounded dirty, but I don't know what it means.
Kevin was doing his Bob Hope impression. Yeah, you can do the legwork. You know what I'm saying?
What's that? I don't have to say everything that comes to my mind. Is that what you're saying, Bob?
Yeah, that's it.
Bob?
Yeah.
Bob, you're right.
What's that?
Bob? What's going on there?
What's that?
Are you in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you. Ralph Garman,
Lock the Showbiz. Blah, 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 blah. Come on, let's get to it.
This program contains graphic images which may be disturbing to sensitive viewers. The people profiled all survive. Discretion is advised.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
The following program contains dialogue of a sexual nature. If you have kids or you are offended when other people use the words blowjob, or ass whore, proceed with caution.
Okay.
That's a good warning right there.
I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, very happy. We've been looking forward to having this guest on for a couple of weeks since we found out she was available. Sex Secrets of an American Geisha, How to Attract, Satisfy, and Keep Your Man is the name of the book, available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and at fine bookstores everywhere. Website is AmericanGeishaHouse.com. Please welcome Pi Kim, who's joined us here in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Pi. How are you?
Very good. I never seen so many bathroom rules like your bathroom in this building.
You got to understand, our bathroom is a place where people, how do I say this? I don't want to get into this topic, but there need to be a lot of rules.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But I really want to give you a simple rules of Sex Secrets of an American Geisha.
Okay.
Not like your bathroom rules.
Yeah, those seem a little stiff, to be honest.
That's what she said. Now, let me start by asking you this, Pi, because most of us know about geishas is maybe what we saw in the movie Memoirs of a Geisha a couple of years ago, and it seems like something that is foreign and distant and doesn't really exist anymore, and certainly not in this country. Is that true? There's
that's
no geisha
that's
society here, really, is there?
That's why I wrote this book. You know, any American woman with any color, you name it, is white or Latino or black, and even Asian born in America, can be an American geisha if she has attitude to take care of a good man. And if she understands that what he wants and then what he is. Like, if, for example, he's a visual, masculine, and sexual. So she should be feminine and sexy and beautiful
now,
to attract.
Let me ask you this question, because I'm
sure, thank you.
I'm sure you get this a lot, and that is that in America, we're not quite so, you know, we have the women's lib, and we have treat everybody equally, and it's kind of, it sounds a
kind
little...
Kind of BS is what you're saying, right, Kevin?
No, it sounds a little too submissive.
Or, like, so you're saying it's politically correct to say, yes,
that too, yeah.
I give you one, and then you must give me one. So if I don't get anything from you, I don't want to give it to you at all.
Okay.
So here's
it goes both ways.
I don't think so, because this is a romantic relationship, personal relationship. So you don't have to, I mean, you can't fight over equal rights. You can fight over equal rights at your work.
Okay, just not
Lisa,
at home.
Lisa, I'm sure you fight over the equal rights with Kevin. You don't give in, right?
No,
we
you're
don't listen
feminist.
To her,
you're a feminist.
Yes.
I am a feminist at work. But when I go back home and then I become a feminist, I said feminist means I become feminine. And then I really want to try, or I want to build up my husband's ego. It's a fragile ego. And so that he becomes more masculine because of my femininity.
Oh, you're a great person, Pi. Let me ask you this, though. What about, and I'm sure there are going to be some whiny, uppity women out there who are going to say, what about mine? What about my pleasure? And what about my desires and what I feel like? You're saying set that aside and concentrate on what your man wants, right?
No, I didn't think the best, the first things of sex secrets of American geisha is get into the sex with the guy. It's not like a please a man means a give away your sexuality for him. No, I just say get into sex for yourself. Then that gives all the pleasure to the to your man. Means you please yourself first. I'm not talking about masturbation. You know, when you have a sex with your boyfriend, get into it. And it show your enthusiasm. It's not like, oh, I'm doing for duty. Oh, he asked me to do it. So I just want to do it. He knows that. He knows that he just do it for duty or sympathy or pity. So if you just do that, then he's not going to be crazy about you. So I don't think it's just please your man means get into sex with a man.
Let me just clarify something.
Yes.
Women are supposed to enjoy sex?
Of course! Of course!
You need to go home and have
you
a talking.
You have to enjoy sex
Let me make
first
a note of that. Okay.
Before you even go out to look for a man.
I see.
I thought she was just sleeping. How about that? take some calls, by the way, for Pi if you want to start dialing in, because I know the phones are already ringing. But it's 1-800-520-1067. What kind of reaction do you get from American readers when you give the advice that you give about being an American geisha? Do most people resist it, or are most people saying, hey, that's a good idea, I'll try that?
Yeah, they try. They really want to try because it's so different, and they find out my voice is so different, and it's so honest, and I try not to cover my little ass. Okay, I just blunt or sometimes too politically incorrect, but it's very practically correct. So everybody should try this sex secrets of American geisha because practically correct. It's not politically correct. I don't care if it's politically correct or not. I'm not a politician at all. So I'm here to educate a woman, single or married woman, to practically correct the ways.
Well, I imagine the key to this, though, is picking a good guy. Because if you don't have a good guy...
Oh, yeah. You don't want to get involved with a jerk.
He's going to take advantage of all
of this. Oh, yes. So yeah, the bottom line is, yes, give all the pleasure, orgasm, sex, the credit for your man. But I'm just saying that he must be a good man, not just any man.
Okay.
Or... So, the wrong man out there, bad man out there, jerk out there, and cool man out there. But I'm just saying, it's a good man. I'm sure Kevin is a good man.
Absolutely.
And Mark, you're
Mike.
Yes.
No, he's bad.
Ben.
He's bad. Mike's bad.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
So only Kevin's good. I see what you're saying, Kevin. I think I got it.
Ben, you're a good man.
Ben's a great man. Yeah. Oh,
great
wait, no
man. I like your
what
hair.
What
I like
about
your
when
hair,
you,
by the way.
Thank you, Pi. I like yours as well. What about when you say, and one of the chapters in your book is, how to be more beautiful and more feminine? What advice do you give to women? I mean, it's just this is the type of thing that seems like just common sense is look your best, but you go beyond that.
Yeah, because you know what? Again, it's politically incorrect, but I try not to make every woman happy or just pleased here. And then beautiful and feminine means if you look like if you lost weight, for example, at your best weight, and you know you gained weight, and then you lost weight, and you feel so confident about yourself, then you feel sexy. And the people know that you are sexy and feminine and beautiful. So if you're sexy, then beauty and femininity come together. It's extra. If you're beautiful and then you become sexy too. So you just go out with your boyfriend or husband. You feel so sexy and all the guys look at you. And your boyfriend or husband think, just look at my girlfriend or wife. But I'm the only one who takes her to bedroom. So it's like he becomes the winner. He becomes a champion over all the guys who try to check her out. So the beautiful and feminine is really something else you can do. So weight matters.
Fantastic.
I know it's a, try to be yourself. If he doesn't like the way you are and then forget about him, I don't think so. It's try to work on your beauty and femininity. Yeah.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. So no
Mike,
fact check. You have the same policy we do.
I didn't bring you over here to clap all the ways that whenever I talk.
That's right, Mike.
I'm just trying to support you. I agree with everything you say.
Well, don't be a bad man.
Thank you, paparazzi. Where's the camera?
Mike has said that if his wife gains 14 ounces, he's out of there. I mean, he pretty much has made that very clear to his lovely bride, Jenny. All right,
14 ounces are forgiven.
we got to take a break. Pi is in the studio. Again, the book is called Sex Secrets of an American Geisha, How to Attract, Satisfy, and Keep Your Man. You can get it anywhere, AmericanGeishaHouse.com. You'll take some calls from our listeners when we come back, right, Pi?
Yes, of course.
Fantastic. We'll do that in a second. 1-800-520-1067. We have Pi Kim in the studio.
Hey.
She has a book out called Sex Secrets of an American Geisha, How to Attract, Satisfy, and Keep Your Man. Quickly, before we take a couple of calls, what is the difference between the American idea of the prostitute and the Japanese idea of the geisha?
Oh, the prostitute is the wrong word to use here. It's a prostitute is not. A geisha is not a prostitute. It's an entertainer to, entertain a male client.
And they train
That's
for,
Asian.
They train for years, right?
I mean, years and years. That's why not many Japanese geisha left now. Because
but they do have sex also, though, don't they?
That's not outside, did, but right? It's a very they're very elegant way to do it. So sex is not really involved.
Didn't they generally only have sex if it was a man who was willing to support them?
Right. So like a patron.
She would become his mistress. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you sell off your virginity, yeah.
But it's much more respectful of a thing in
that's
Japan
right.
than it is here for...
Yeah. That's right.
I got you.
But American geisha is using the femininity and beauty and classy sexiness with your man. When they are looking for a romantic life or his personal life with a man or it's a relationship. But Asian geisha use their femininity at work to entertain their male clients.
I got you.
So we
gotcha.
Must, I'm not asking a woman to be like that.
I got you.
1-800-520-1067. And by the way, if you're wondering what Kim's background is, she got a BA in psychology from UCLA and received a master's degree in education from California State University and is a contributing writer for the Los Angeles Times, writes for the Korea Daily, has published lots of other books. The latest is called Sex Secrets of an American Geisha. Let's take some calls. Why don't we start with, Julie in Santa Monica, who kind of is asking a question that I'm sure a lot of people think when they read your book or hear you on the radio. Julie, you're on with Pi. Go ahead.
Hi there, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Hi, Julie.
The lady.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Okay, so my question is this. I work, I'm married, I have two small children. I wash my husband's underwear, I cook dinner every night, feed the dogs, do the whole kit and caboodle. So I do all this. So, and then I'm supposed to serve my husband, look nice all the time, just bust my you-know-what. So what's in it for me if I do all that?
What do you get out of this, huh? It's not fair to do all of this. But you know what? That's what you chose to do, right? So you don't have to do take care of the kids. You can hire other people, or you can hire the housekeepers to clean all the things. And I ask all the women, married women, to save energy, at least to save energy for their men at night, like 11 o'clock. So you know what? If you set up a date that night and say, hey, how about 11 o'clock tonight? Can we do it? And then he's very looking forward to having sex at that night.
Mm-hmm.
Then you might say, oh, but I have so many things to do. Then you know what? Your husband will help you. Because
blackmail,
he's
Julie.
So excited and he can't wait. And then so you just say, oh, I have so many things to do, but would you help me? Then he will be happy to help you.
All right.
I bet Julie speaks for an awful lot of people who says that modern women with a family and a career, in her case, just have too much on the table. They got too many plates in the air to try to be able to do it all and be some sort of a super sex goddess. But you're saying you need to make the man part more of a priority, even at the expense of some of the other things?
Because,
that's what you're saying?
Because, you know what, a man has to be happy. I mean, you have to be happy first. And if he has a happy wife, then the marriage is perfect. If you're not happy, so just look at yourself. Am I doing this one for help my husband? Or you are doing this for yourself and pleasure? And I'm sure you stayed at home to raise your kids is your pleasure. It's not like somebody asked you to do raise your kids. Your choice. You chose to have babies, right? So your choice. And then your choice to raise your kids. So I'm sure it's your pleasure to do the whole thing. If you cannot do the whole thing, then ask your husband. And compromise, always compromise is the best way.
All right, let's go to Char in Reseda. Good morning, Char.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Char.
You have a question?
Yes, I do. I have a question in terms of, okay, I kind of disagree with something that she mentioned earlier about a whole lot of the focus being feeling sexy, being focused on, you know, like a smaller frame. I don't know. I didn't say smaller.
I just say like if you lost weight. Means, I don't know, is your best way, a beautiful way. I don't know the number you are at or you are looking for. And then, you know what? If you look at yourself as a beautiful already at your best weight, I didn't say smaller or skinny or thin. You know what? Some women are very, like, a kind of a, to me, like a heavy, but they feel really comfortable.
Yeah,
and they feel beautiful and sexy. That's up to you, really.
So it's whatever weight she's most comfortable with and feels the most sexy at.
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay.
Right. Some women have a problem, like skinny already, but it's not comfortable. They don't feel like it's sexy or beautiful at all. That's a problem, really.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's not number.
Well, women are effed up. That's why. I mean, you got to keep that in mind. They got so many issues. I don't know what's going on with them. Let's try Mike in Hacienda Heights. I think I already hate him, but I'm going to give him the chance to prove me wrong. What Mike, you're on with our guest, Pai Kim. Go ahead.
What's up? First of all, Asians are not whores or massage therapists.
What?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for calling. All right, let's go to...
That's not even what he was calling to say, but he derailed himself before he even got to his point.
Let's go to Neil in Mission Viejo. Hi, Neil.
Hey, how you guys doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey, I got a question for you. Where are these American geishas at?
Yeah, where do you find women who believe as you do? That's a great question.
Everywhere you can look for. Everywhere you go to a restaurant and then you look for someone and who's beautiful and sexy and then feminine. You know, they're not aggressive. They just know how to present themselves. Means be there, not be aggressive to approach you. And just be there, and then lots of smile, and they're everywhere. And then they have a good attitudes about the man.
Would we have a better chance, the caller and I, would we have a better chance focusing on Asian women? Are we more likely to find the kind of attitude you're describing in an Asian woman, or is that not the case?
I'm not talking about any Asian woman. I call the American woman means any color, any ethnic groups. It's not. So American woman.
It's just confidence and feeling sexy and happy about yourself.
Yeah, Lisa, basically, how about yourself?
I feel sexy.
Oh, she's sexy.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Now it's getting good. Unfortunately, we got to end it here. Darn it.
We're out of time, unfortunately.
The book covers so much more than we were able to talk about here on the air. There's a lot of pretty sexy stuff in the book. I think you'll like it. Sex Secrets of an American Geisha, How to Attract, Satisfy, and Keep Your Man is what it's called. Again, you can get it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, either in the real stores or online or any place. AmericanGeishaHouse.com is the website address. Pai, thank you for coming in. Great talking to you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. I get stumped on the name every once in a while.
A little speed bump.
Time for your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
Pair of tickets today for Championship Off-Road Racing, which is this Saturday and Sunday at the Fairplex in Pomona. Also, we'll give you the new Sublime box set, Everything Under the Sun, that is in stores now. Lisa, did our guest, before she left, did she give you some good advice for working in this room with Kevin and Bean and Ralph and Mike and all the guys?
Yeah, she said I should leave. You're not good men.
According to this book, it says you should worship
you're not good men.
You can't say
the word, but
only
you're supposed to worship
good
it.
Good men.
Oh, how dare you?
You're not good men.
I was just out in the parking lot feeding ducks. Does that seem odd to anyone else but me?
What?
Really?
We have ducks now here at K-Rock.
We not only have cats, we have ducks.
Possum, raccoons, and now ducks.
Possums,
and cats.
Cats.
And now snakes. We had snakes.
Yes.
And now we've got ducks.
We should just open up a petting zoo.
We are a game reserve.
Why do we have ducks?
I have no
we
idea.
We have water.
No
of any
water
kind.
On here, but some beautiful mallards were out there. I was just feeding them donuts.
Now,
they seem to like
why do you
donuts.
Feed them?
Now
why do you feed them?
Dead ducks.
Yet you hate Scott Mason for feeding the feral cats.
Because they should die. Feral cats should die. But the ducks are beautiful creatures.
Okay.
And I'm thinking good omen, you know, with the series going on against the Red Wings and everything.
That's a good omen with
oh,
the ducks.
Oh, I hope that's
ducks.
True.
Nice.
Yeah. Could have used them last night.
Being nice to ducks.
Good thinking. All right, let's go to Sally in Glendale.
Wow, you're yeah, sure not. Right,
Sally.
Oh, wait, Sally's on another line. Sally?
Yes.
Oh, there you are.
There
okay. What's going on? What did you do, nephew?
What did you do, nephew?
What did you,
what's happening?
Well, I went to elementary school with Nick.
Nick the window licker?
The window licker?
Yeah.
Hi, Sally!
I liked coloring!
And?
Well, the main thing is I saw him yesterday getting gas at a Shell station in La Crescenta. And I was just like, totally funny that he was getting gas.
Did you say hi to him?
Sally, do you know that you're on the air? Do you know that you're on the air? Because I just feel like we're like in the middle of some conversation you're having with your friend on the phone about, yes, I saw this guy at the gas station. I don't get the point of what it is you're trying to tell us.
She is our friend, Bean. She's our radio friend.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys forever.
And she was Thank hanging
you,
out so. With Nick.
She saw Nick at a gas station.
No, I don't hang out with
him. Did you say hi to Nick? Did you say I used to go to school with you?
Yeah, well, I don't think he remembers me that well because we only went to elementary school together.
Supermodels. He's strictly supermodels. We were talking
Kirsten Dunst.
Yesterday, I think it was the top 100 from Maxim.
Maxim.
Was it? And Nick wrote in to claim Scarlett Johansson. I put dibs on Scarlett Johansson.
I thought he was a Kirsten Dunst fan.
He also loves, apparently, Scarlett Johansson.
I bet you he would remember you, Sally, from elementary school because he is so desperate for a woman. He probably has ingrained every woman he's ever met in his life into his memory.
Well, I don't think he remembers me because he always used to talk to himself all the time and he scared me.
That's our boy. That's Nick.
That's our man.
He's scary.
All right. Thank you for the call.
I'm not Nick. Scary. Nick wrote a very, of course, he can't come on the air with us right now because he's got this MTV show that he's shooting, so he's not allowed to talk to us.
Yeah.
But he wrote like a 30-page email to me yesterday about how he's going to prove everybody wrong in his life, that one day he is going to make it big and people are going to be amazed and just stand back. Just get out of his way.
Good.
Because he's going there.
I'll tell you, I'm already depressed. He's got a TV show and I don't tell you that much.
It's true.
He's been on the Kevin Bean Show for like 8 minutes. He's gave him a TV show.
Jake and Corona, good morning.
What it do, nephew?
Well, what it do, nephew?
What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
Going on?
I'm just calling, like, what's up with girls looking like tramps getting tattoos on their lower back?
I'm sorry, is that
see,
a problem?
They've been doing that for a while.
Did you watch Wedding Crashers? Did you see how that's a target?
Yeah, but I don't know. I have a lot of tattoos, but that... I don't know about that.
Wait a minute. You have a lot of tattoos, but you don't want a girl to get a tattoo on her lower back?
Not on her lower back.
Huh.
Why? What's your problem with that particular body part?
It's just the tramp stamp.
It's a tramp stamp.
Okay, but
stamp.
Explain to us why you believe that.
I don't know. It's just like, look at me. I want to get some.
And what do your tattoos say?
I have my mom's name. I have... cross and some other stuff.
I'm guessing that there are girls...
Your tattoos are very socially significant.
There are girls right now who are listening to this going, I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Jake's not a fan.
Jake, let me ask you this, and believe me when I say I speak for most people hearing your voice right now that you're an idiot, okay? But where on a woman's body is a tattoo acceptable to you, and what's the difference? Like, if she has a tattoo on her arm, are you cool with that?
Yeah, if it has meaning.
If it has meaning.
Oh, I see. You're a tattoo purist.
I can't...
Yeah. Okay.
I think tattoos on chicks, the only really acceptable place for me is lower back. I don't like seeing a tattoo on the ankle or the arm, you know. I think
it doesn't bother me anywhere, really.
Face.
Face maybe.
Face?
Hey, if it's like a
face
Mike Tyson
neck.
Thing, maybe.
A snake on her forehead or something.
Maybe that's bad.
This is my
Hey, Gene Simmons. Hey, what's up, Gene Simmons?
Rough. No.
Funny that you brought up decorating the face this
year.
Okay, Gene, that's fine.
Big fan of splatter art.
All right. Okay, Gene, that's fine. King of Mexico is so happy that Jake's call got on the air, by the way, because you know how he is about the tattoos.
Tattoos are bad.
I agree with Jake. Tattoos are bad everywhere.
My hands are so soft.
Alan, Canoga Park, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, what did I do?
Hey, hola, Lisa.
What a do to you?
What did I just say?
Hey, so I was in my English class, and we're all getting ready. You know, everybody's all tired, and it's an evening class. And a girl comes in with a portable radio, which we didn't know what the heck it was going. So she asked them, are you Mr. So-and-so? and she hits play on the radio, and she starts stripping for him.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on now?
Kidding. Wait a minute, she was stripping for your teacher?
For my teacher, but the thing was is that she didn't end up, she got as far as taking off a strap, and he got really upset. And he just basically kicked her off, or kicked her out right after
that. Well, I'm guessing he thought he was going to get fired.
Yeah.
All the guys, everybody in class was just shocked. But
was it his birthday or something?
Yeah, did somebody send it to
him? Some kid in class probably set it up for it. But
so she pushed play on the little recorder, and you're... I'm in love with a stripper, and he didn't buy that? He didn't want to see it?
Not at all. I was like 60, 65, but...
That's awesome. I wish I would have thought of that when I was in school.
That would have been cool.
Get a stripper for your teacher, especially if it's a woman. It'd be awesome.
A little disturbing. Ralph, I thought... just stroll onto campus, by the way, and work her way into the schoolroom.
I was watching the David Letterman show last night, Ralph, and I know you're a big Don Rickles fan, the legendary comedian who's got a new book out. And he was telling, speaking of people showing up in inappropriate places, he was telling a story about one night he's on stage in Las Vegas doing his comedy act, and Frank Sinatra walks in with three Las Vegas police officers that Sinatra sends up on stage to handcuff Don Rickles and drag him out of the club because Frank said he wasn't funny.
Nice.
That's funny.
Isn't strong. That just awesome Sinatra that you would do that to rules. A friend of yours? He really couldn't do anything and get away with it, and still people would want to be friends with him because he's freaking Frank Sinatra.
Remember the time you brought a cop in to arrest Kevin for downloading movies illegally on his computer?
That was you.
Yes.
Yeah, that was great. That was good time.
That was not
fun. Hey, can we close with one more? Can we talk to Lewis? I think you'll appreciate this call. It's not one of my bad bean calls. I think you guys will like this one. Lewis, what to do, nephew? You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
What to do, Kevin and Bean? Lisa May.
Hey, Lewis.
Hey, so I work at a store out in Westwood, and I see this brand new F.A. roll-up, kind of double park. Tall guy, curly hair, sunglasses, and guess who it was?
Tall guy, curly hair, sunglasses.
Screech. Will Ferrell.
David Hasselhoff.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, when was this?
Excuse me?
When was this? Was this recently?
Yeah, just a couple of days ago.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So after the tape. All right, what happened?
Yeah, I was actually on the way home, so I'm like, I gotta see this. So I go back in the store. This guy runs straight over the liquor aisle.
First thing he does,
liquor aisle. So goes to check out and whatnot. So the lines are a little backed up. And he's demanding that they open another register for him.
He's in a hurry.
He's definitely in a hurry.
He needed to drink right away.
Was he shaking?
Yeah, so finally he gets through, checks out and whatnot. Kind of kicks the car on the way out. He gets a little fed up.
Right.
Gets in his car and just jams out of there.
And started drinking it on the way home? Did he open the bottle in line?
You know what? That I didn't see.
Yeah.
Wow. See, this is weird. I mean, you'd think that he wouldn't be going anywhere in public to buy liquor right now with everything that's going on with him and the custody battle with his kids and all that.
He doesn't care. Nothing's getting between him and a drink.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
Yes?
Nope. I'll be fine.
Lewis, thank you for that call. Thanks to Tim Armstrong, our guest, for joining us today. He, of course, is going to be playing the side stage at around 2:30 on Saturday for K-Rock's Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007. And his new solo album called A Poet's Life comes out next Tuesday, May 22nd. Also, thanks to Pai Kim for joining us. Her book is called Sex Secrets of an American Geisha, How to Attract, Satisfy, and Keep Your Man. AmericanGeishaHouse.com is the website address there.
Nobody's going to be less fine than David Hasselhoff.
I'm fine. This is a mess.
Tomorrow morning.
I was trying to eat the burger.
Tomorrow morning at All New Kevin and Bean Show, we have Tiger Army in the studio. We have BJ Novak from The Office on the program tomorrow.
BJ.
Funny
guy.
Orlando Bloom from Pirates of the Caribbean. We have Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne.
Sharon!
In our studios for the first time.
Is Lightning going to be here? Is Lightning going to face Ozzy?
Yes, he is.
Oh, sweet.
And we have.
Remember when Lightning sang that bad song that we all hated about Ozzy's daughter?
Don't bring it up.
Remember? Do you remember when he sang that?
Don't bring it up.
It was
so
rude. I was so ashamed of him.
Ozzy threatened to beat him with a baseball bat. No one would have faulted him for that with the crappy things that Lightning said about his daughter.
I'm going to bring some gloves in, some boxing gloves.
Excellent. Maybe they can square off.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. And we have tickets for K-Rock's Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007. I believe tomorrow we're doing it every 30 minutes.
Wow.
Those of you that still need tickets, all day tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show and all day on K-Rock.
We're going to turn them and burn them?
Yes, we are.
I'm going to stock them deep and sell them cheap?
That's what we're doing, absolutely.
If they don't listen to the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow, will we both lose money?
I don't think that's true. They'll get tickets.
Before I tell you about Cat Corbett and her 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock, one more touching tribute to the late Jerry Falwell.
I'm proud. I'm thankful. I'm grateful to God.
Jerry.
New one from Bad Religion is called Honest Goodbye. We also got The Bravery. We got Green Day, 30 Seconds to Mars, Nine Inch Nails, and some Metallica. It's all straight ahead right here on the world-famous K-Rock.